Hey everybody, it's Todd. I just want you to know, today I did an intro to the intro, and then I apologized for it in another intro. So this intro is to say that I know it was just a joke. I don't want you to think I'm doing intros to intros to intros. So it's like, it's all a joke. So this will play first, and then the other one plays, and then the other play. It's just like an intro to the intro to the intro. And by the way, this idea I got from a listener that emailed me. I think it's funny. You do an intro to the intro, and then an intro to the intro to the intro, and then intro. Okay, so here comes the next one. Hey, it's Todd. This is an intro to the intro. It's my intro today is long, and I just wanted to apologize. I tried to keep it short, but it ends up being like 4 minutes. So anyway, here's an intro to the intro. Hey, it's Todd. How you doing? Are you doing all right? All right. You know what I was thinking? There could be someone, you're listening to the podcast, right? But then you have a friend and you want them to listen to it. So now you're in the car, maybe, and you've put it on. And then all this pressure's on me now because, you know, like 5 minutes into the podcast, they'll be like, is this his podcast? And you're like, no, this is the opening. The podcast comes after this. This is just his opening, sort of explaining the podcast. All right, so here's the deal. Are you watching Comedy Bang Bang? Oh, by the way, this is part of a new, very, very aggressive ad campaign. I hope it's not offensive to you. But I fucking asked you to watch Comedy Bang Bang last week. And I don't ask that much. If you watch it and you don't like it, okay. But watch it. I'm telling you. When you finally watch it, you're going to be like, I actually really do like that show. Comedy Bang Bang. I'm not. Just do not fuck with me. Do not fuck with me. I want you to watch it. Comedy Bang Bang. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock. All right. Today's a two-parter. Now listen up. But I didn't break it in two. It's a 2.5-hour show. I thought I'll let you break it where you want to break it. Here's why I did a two-parter. I'm going to Montreal, and there's a chance I might not be able to record a podcast up there. I probably am going to. Probably I'm going to. There's going to be a lot of comedians up there. But in case I don't, you can treat today as two episodes. That's not even fair. Oh my God, that's not fair. I don't want to break it. I'm going to just listen to it all at once. And then next week I'll have nothing. All right. I'll do something up in Montreal. How's that? And then I wanted to say, Comedy Meltdown. I always say the name of it wrong. It's Wednesday night show. Look, you guys are great. If you are listening to this podcast and you were in that audience, or every audience, but especially last Wednesday, you guys are awesome. You're just really great. So much fun. I love hanging out before that show. I love hanging out back after the show. Just really great people that love comedy and come, and you're the best. I genuinely mean that. You set the standards high for a great audience. So thank you if you were there. And if you haven't been there, you should go because it's one of the best places to go see comedy. There's other great places, but that's one of them. It's the best place. There's two great places, and that's one of them. UCB and Comedy Meltdown. All right, that's it. That's a long. Why do my openings, they end up long? Oh, this is it. So during today's show, there's a period where you might hear me say, I think in the opening, where we did a show before this show, but I ended up not using it because I don't feel it was, you know, like more on like some of the series emails that I get, and I don't feel that my thoughts weren't clear, more unclear than usual. So we did it separately. So, in other words, I didn't drop the first 25 minutes of today's show. I dropped. I cut out because I didn't like the way I didn't express myself. I didn't know how to talk about it. I just sat down with Paul F. Tompkins today, and we did a complete separate one. It's about an hour and a half show. That's going to drop on Monday. Does that make sense, what I just said? Maybe I didn't even need to tell you that, but I think I reference it in today's show. I think I said, oh, we did our pre-show. Well, we did, but we didn't use it. I erased it, and then Monday we'll drop the one where I just sat down with Paul F. Tompkins and read a lot of emails, got a lot of Oh, it felt really good after I got done the show because I got a lot of the emails out of the way and a lot of thoughts out of my head, and it was good. All right, enjoy the Today Show. Paige was there Wednesday night.
Oh, my God.
All right. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello.
Very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Rory, you do me this show. Go ahead. You be me in the back.
Hello?
Ooh, Sarah Silverman wants to be on the show. Oh, look, I've been on TV. Oh, Zach Galifianakis.
Hello? 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 Is Daniel Keto there? Is Daniel Keto there?
Oh, Comedy Central.
Brian Regan. You want me to do the podcast? Just, I don't know. Let me know that. Do you want me to beg?
Todd, it's Marin. Mark, I'm the guy who can't come on the Todd Glass show. Hold on.
Yeah. Sir, hold on. Stop the theme. My mic is not. Can you bring my mic up?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Wait a second. Rory, are you saying that's the way I sound?
That's how you talk.
Well, are you doing a parody of me or the real me?
Do you want me to do the real you? I don't want you to overdo it. No, I was doing the real you.
It just seems like you're doing a parody.
Can we start over?
All right. No, don't start all over, but we can take it from here. Go ahead.
Fine.
No, take it right from here.
He's very funny podcasting, Todd.
Oh, look, I was at Jimmy Fallon.
Todd Glass.
Oh, look, Todd Glass. Oh, God, here we go. Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited today. We got a good show.
The Todd Glass Show.
Oh, that feels good. That feels good.
Oh, hold on. I don't feel like that's me.
You're doing it now.
No.
You're doing it right
what
now.
What if I did?
No, I don't think that's
yeah, you do
me at all. Oh, my God. That's totally offensive, Rory.
You know when I was a little boy?
Feel it.
When I was a little boy, can we crank this up? Did you hear this yet? To repeat.
When I was a little boy, I dreamed of having a podcast. The only dream I'd ever known.
Bring it up.
That's all I ever wanted, yeah. I wanted a podcast. Now I've got my own show. And it gets better every day. And it gets funnier in every way. And it gets deeper, that I can say.
It's all true.
Do I love it? My oh my.
I love that parody. Love it, love it, love it. Hello, here's what's going on today, everybody. There was a cold 25-minute opening. That's the longest. Cold openings are usually 30 seconds, right?
And then you're going to do another cold opening to that cold opening.
No, you're doing a cold ending.
I do a cold.
Cold close.
It's right. Speaking of cold openings, how's your
refrigerator?
That's not nice. Oh. Okay, so everyone's here today. We got, should we go around the room and just say... it's Scott, right? No, I mean, I'm sorry. Jesus, what? Andy. I know. There's two Andys.
Yeah.
This is
one of them.
This is the Andy that we had the steak dinner with.
That's right.
My mushy broccoli.
In your barn garage.
Yeah. And then Jordan is here. And then Casey is here.
No, it's Daniel, Todd.
No, I know. Oh, don't. People at home do not need to be. I'm going around the room in the other direction. Chris Burden's here. Eric. We don't have to give you a nickname. What's your middle name, Eric? I say Eric.
There's three Andes. Let's call them the three Andes.
I say Eric with such a Philadelphia accent that people, I go, how's Eric there? They go, who? I go, Eric. They go, Eric? I go, look, you didn't know what I fucking meant, but I guess they don't. And then Daniel's here. Jordan is here. I mean, Daniel, Rory Scovel sitting across from us.
I love picturing you call up random people. Hey, what's Eric doing?
Eric. Well, when I used to call the improv, when
Eric.
Eric. Eric. Right, so here we are. Here we are. Everybody nice and slow.
Shh.
Out of the gate.
Thanks for tuning in.
Give me a second. Hey, I'll tell you it's all right. I keep telling. Oh, my God. Isn't this funny? Out of all things to start out with, this email is from a guy named Eric.
Eric.
What's his last name? Katie, can you tell? Eric what?
Donaldson.
I keep forgetting to do Rodney. I don't know why this makes me laugh, but like doing Rodney, just like doing, like if his jokes weren't like, hey, the other night my son asked me for some money. I told him, all right, but I have to stop by the bank. That's all I got. Anyway, all right. So listen, let's start nice. We're going to give you a chance, Rory.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be just fine.
Hello?
Did you answer that?
Hello?
No, hello?
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 Hello? Is that Daniel Keno?
Now, how did you know that was Daniel Keno?
Hello?
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 I'm not doing this.
Daniel Keno?
Hey.
Did you just put a beer down a second ago?
How did you know that was his beer?
Hello?
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 You know what? One day, can I tell you something?
Is that Gesundheit, sort of? Is that sort of a Gesundheit? I couldn't tell if that was a full Gesundheit or a half Gesundheit.
Rory.
Hello?
Just nothing should bring me. Okay, listen. One episode, I'm going to, and that's what we call these episodes. Look at that woman walking by the window. Play the dog walking music just for everyone in here. Can anyone shoot that? Hurry up. Play the dog walking music. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Wait, and then get a picture of her walking across the street. Oh, wait, that's not nice. She's a nice lady. Do you have it? Play this. Anybody walking across the street. We're in the studio. We're looking out on La Cienega Boulevard, and there's somebody walking across the street, a person that this music's apropos for. Do you have any? You have it, Chris? Wait, hold on. She'll walk. Hold on. It's going to be funny.
Be the lady.
And it's not even offensive to her. It's just that it just works. Oh, come on. Where is she going? Look at her. Look at her. It's so funny. Why do I look at it? Look at her. Hold on. She'll walk. Hold on. It's worth waiting for. Hold on. Pause it again. People, pause it. Pause it. People listening, it's just picturing your... We're looking out on the La Cienega Boulevard. What do you want me to do? Oh, no, we don't need to play it in the room. For the headsets, it's fine. Okay, is she walking across the street yet? No. Pause it. Pause it. Wait till she starts walking across the street. This will take time. It's all right. People are with us. Why did you want me to lower the... You want to put it through the speakers?
Yeah, so it'll go into the phone.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Put it. Okay, I got it. Go ahead. Wait till she starts walking. Hold on, everybody. You're just fine. We got some Jeannie Most stories today coming up. Everything's going to be good.
Rory, can you zoom in?
Well, you can do it in post. Just do it through the headphones. It's better. Hold on. Well, how long is this red light? Well, she was scared. Maybe we'll edit this.
I think she just likes to hang out there.
Oh, my God. I think she's...
She likes to lean on...
And this has nothing to do with this woman. Because she's a nice woman. She probably has kids. Oh, my God, I've never seen such a long traffic light. Although, is there anybody that travels home late at night and there's a light you just cross through? Literally, you wait in front of it for 3 minutes?
Every night.
And I have a story that my cop friend told me that if I ever got pulled over for doing one of those, he said would probably get me out of it. What? So he just, I'll tell you, hold on, I got to wait for this woman across the street. I've never had such a long pause. Are you shitting me? I'm calling LA's traffic signals and getting this light shortened.
LA,
I'm going to say
LA
I want...
traffic signals?
Did she press the button?
Bureau?
She
never
pressed those buttons,
she
keeps
press the
pressing
button?
The button. Those buttons don't work. They don't work.
I don't think
of course
she
they do.
It.
No, they don't.
Of course they do.
90% of the time, those dumb buttons don't work. Shh. Everybody quiet. Oh my God! I think she's. Hey, if she doesn't, if that light doesn't change, she's going to start prostituting herself.
We're going to have to change the name of this podcast
she's
too. You
up.
Had to be there.
Hold on. Okay, play the music. Here she goes. She's walking. They're being here. You know when the best part comes in, and you could picture this woman walking. Here we go. You ready? Oh my God! Look, there's a.
By the way, can we talk about the fact that she came from that direction, waited for the light, never got it, and then walked back to where she came from?
Oh my God, that was too funny. Oh my God, look, it's Jay. I'm not even joking around. I swear to God, here comes Chris. Play the music. Jay Leno on a tricycle. I'm not even joking.
Holy shit.
That's him. Look at him. Here he comes. Oh my God. Here we go. Oh my God, it's Jay Leno. Oh my God, look at Jay Leno. Hey, it's a 1962 Dusseldorf. All
right, that's baby. The tricycle.
Yeah. All right. Shh. Everybody calm down. Calm down, okay? Nothing. Shh. Everyone.
Shh. Chris. Shh.
Thank you for being a friend.
You know what's a funny thing about crossing, you know, street lights? Is that...
Wait, hold on. Pause it. Does this have anything to do with the Golden Girls?
No. Why would it have anything to do with the Golden Girls?
All right. Well, I just... When, I hear that music, I
get
nervous.
You were just talking about crossing the road.
Okay, go ahead.
So when they first installed traffic lights in L.A., and, you know, like the electronic ones in 1972, a lot of people were against it. And one of the spokespersons they got for the program was Estelle Getty, who was, of course, just becoming very popular on what's to be a hit show, The Golden Girls.
Fade it out.
Boy, I really had to walk a long walk.
Why don't you use
one.
The fader to fade it out? That'll be quicker. You forgot it was there? All right, push your chair and you'll make me more comfortable. I feel like you're committing to the show a little more.
You don't really think they don't work, do you?
Who doesn't work?
Street lights.
All seriousness,
you know how they really work most of the time? The reason they're there is that sometimes there's a left turn on the intersection, and if the light doesn't get pressed, then there's just more cars get through on a left turn. They don't...
I like how Chris is... Well, Chris does know his dad is a pilot. In all fairness, he does. But, okay, here's my opinion. So everyone knows what we're talking about. There's a traffic light. There's a button. I get exactly why. It's not why they're there. I don't defy that. I'm going to say 80% of the time those things don't work because I press them and nothing happens. Are you kidding me? As a little kid, I would love something more.
Do you realize the statement you're making that 80% of all traffic lights in L.A. are broken?
I didn't say that.
So you think they're like placebo pills for
people? I didn't say that. Why am I getting aggressive over something stupid? I think you might go.
I didn't ask that.
I didn't say I'll try. What did I say? For a million? Okay.
For a million.
You got to promise me. Uh-huh. This is silly. It's one of those silly things. But hold on. Oh, I got to keep you on dishes. Stop. For $100,000, you could give a flying fuck about wanting to be right. You just want this money. What did I say didn't work 80% of?
The buttons.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
No, you said traffic lights.
No, I meant crossing lights. That's what the button is connected to.
Yeah, 80% of the time I think those buttons don't work. You just got to wait. They work in the beginning, but then I think they go through and they don't work and they get disconnected somehow. And I think 80% of the time. By the way, if what we just saw, so you think this traffic corner here is a freak exception.
You want me to go out there and get a?
By the way,
get a light.
By the way, if it worked, wouldn't it be fun to go out there and just make me shut the fuck up?
Go out there
and press it again.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll go do it right now.
Keep the camera going because then if it works, I'm going to walk across this way and I want the music playing. Ready?
No, are you really going to go out there?
Yeah. All right, hold on. Let me.
I kind of want to see if it does.
Okay, go ahead. When Daniel gets outside. The minute he walks outside, play them.
Start playing it now so it hits the moment we see him.
Oh, okay.
Start playing it now?
Yeah.
Start playing. Wait like 20 seconds. All right, go.
It's okay. It's okay. Here he goes. Oh, he knows we're playing the music. But he doesn't even try to make the walk funny. Do you want me to go prove how funny we could have made it? Hold on. Pause it. Okay, I'm going to go out there. Hold on. Shh. Rory, Daniel knew that we were playing this music inside, and he walked with no. I'm going to go out there knowing the music. Watch this.
All right, I'm going
next. No. I'm going to fucking make it funny. God damn it. Fuck everybody.
Daniel's taking a picture or something.
Ha 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 ha!
by the way.
Sorry, G sent me that.
Yeah. All right, pause.
Oh, Daniel's crossing the street.
Yeah, he went across against the light.
Can I do it?
No, no.
Can I please do it?
But it might
you
be
have to see what it looks like when someone does it funny.
Okay, pause the music. Pause the music. Okay, are we recording this so we can at least let people see what it looks like? Okay, this is a weird opening.
Daniel just ran across and ran back.
But he did it against, he didn't do it when the light turned green.
No, no, he did because those, and those cars were turning
red. Oh, so I was wrong? That's okay.
Well, I just think that lady didn't press the button.
She's dumb. That lady, oh, that fucking stupid nice lady.
But she worked well with the music.
She did. Okay, here comes Rory. Play the music. I want to see how Rory will walk. Are you videotaping it, somebody? Hold on.
Is it, are we still going?
Yeah, hold on. Here comes Rory.
Oh, yeah, lock the door.
Oh, God. So Rory is walking down. Play it again.
Oh, yeah, we should just do what? Don't walk in front of the thing.
What's going on? Okay, Rory is walking down La Cienega Boulevard, trying to walk funny as he can for this music. Oh, my God. Is that not the funniest fucking thing? Is he acting like he's kicking his shoes ahead of him and he can't get them? Oh, my God. Look at this guy walking across the street with his McDonald's bag eating French fries. Okay, there's a guy eating French fries walking across the street. And he sees us videotaping, I think. All right, pause the music. Fade it out.
Oh, God,
fade it out. All right, fade it out. Everyone, just calm down because I need to calm down. Rory. Rory, let me tell you something about it. I fucking hate you. Because sure enough, you go out there and you know how to... Let me explain what Rory was doing. He was walking down La Cienega Boulevard, with the music playing, and he had his shoes off, and he acted like he was trying to get them, but he kept kicking them forward. So he's like kicking his shoes away from them. Every time he would lean down to grab his shoe, he would kick it further away.
That's so funny.
Classic Rory.
That's my new favorite thing in the world.
All right.
And we proved... Right,
everybody, come back. Come back. So, guys, we can't look at videos of us doing it during the show. That might be a little.
And
little
we proved the button works.
And I was completely wrong.
Oh.
You know what?
It's a very humbling moment.
Well, you know what? If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You know, what can I say? I still.
Oh, by the way, that could be one of the 20%. You did say 80%.
That's true. So. All right, everyone, give me your beer bottle. Everyone, just seriously. We can only have chaos if it's organized chaos. So everyone, stop. I hear like. I guess we're all breathing pretty heavy because we're running out.
That
to
was a workout just then for me.
Hey, by the way, that was the weirdest opening. I just hope if you're, I always say if you're listening, but I think you can visualize that. Just picture us because we'll put the video up online. But until we do. Like everybody was, I mean, we were rip-roaring out the side of this building to get to La Cienega Boulevard. And Rory, I knew. Oh, by the way, you know how this all started, Daniel? You knew when you went out there that we were going to play. Did you know we were going to play dude? Mm-hmm. You did nothing to enhance your walk.
Oh, I thought you were going to play it as I walked the.
Even when you walked across the street, you didn't do a funny walk.
No, I thought the concept of me just walking along would be funny.
Let me tell you something. When we see the way Rory walked...
It was very funny. I laughed very hard. I didn't...
But you didn't...
Rory's funnier than me. Say what you want me to say, Todd. Rory is funnier than me.
I would like to hear that.
Remember, when you yell to the side of the microphone.
I yell better, too.
Okay.
And he yells
always
more,
to the side.
He always yells more professional.
And whatever you're doing over there, it's not...
I don't know. I'm nervous.
It's not working for me.
Where'd the lighter go?
All right, shh. Everyone, pull in. Shh, Rory.
I agree with you.
What are you doing? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah,
thank you.
Everybody sit down. This is chaos. All right, listen. Doogie Horner, friend of the show. It's Doogie Horner, right?
Yes.
Chris? Okay. What do I hear?
Is it him on the phone?
Maybe my headphones are too hot. Oh. Can I tell you something?
okay, I'm normally very sound sensitive, but my headphones were twice as loud. I heard everybody breathing.
it was very loud. So
yeah. So anyway, Doogie, friends of the show, he goes to karaoke nights now because he started this joking around, and he sings. They start playing the song, and people are like, oh, I like this song. And then he sings lyrics to a different song. This isn't him actually doing it at a karaoke bar, but he says, Todd, I thought I should go do that. So he goes, I've been going. And you could see the people in the crowd. They hear like, dun-dun-dun. They hear Sweet Caroline. Then he starts singing Margaritaville. And people are like, wait a second. But so I told him to do it with Mona Lisa. He was singing that when we were in Philadelphia. I'm like, do that to like go up to a karaoke night one night and play like, you know, I'm walking on sunshine. So here we go.
Knowing that Todd's always around and he's got a podcast and you can enjoy it anytime you want to.
I like it.
Just right there on the internet. You can press a button on your computer on the internet and listen to that podcast. Did you ever think about that? It's knowing that that podcast will be there. You can listen to it. Enjoy it in your free time or your spare time. Maybe you're jogging or you're working or you're reading a book. I can't read a book, listen to podcasts at the same time, but maybe you can. Hey, we're all really impressed. Stop trying so hard to impress us.
Right. Knowing that Todd's podcast will be channeled. Faded out. Rory.
What?
We wrote you an open. There's no.
No, open. Did you?
What's going on? Is everything all right?
Yeah.
Katie, you all right over there? There's no... We didn't... Lynn forgot to do a jingle this week, but I wanted to...
Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, come on.
Instead
Rory.
Of that...
Oh, my God.
I wanted to welcome you... What? Oh. Maybe we did do a little... Hopefully Rory didn't listen to any of the last shows. He doesn't remember. Yeah, Rory, this is a brand new jingle.
You said it was old.
No, I didn't. You like it? Two.
I like it.
Two.
Elton John.
Yeah, but we did a little switcheroony.
I don't think that's Elton John.
Yeah.
No.
Cat Stevens.
Well, it's time again for the Todd Glass Show. It's his weekly Tuesday thing. His guest this week is Rory Scovel. They'll sit around and talk about... basically nothing.
All right. All right. So, Rory, I wanted to welcome you here. We are 46 minutes in, if you include the cold opening where we talked about stuff. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
This is how long it takes me to get settled.
No one clapped.
Hi, everybody.
So let's bring everybody into what we did Saturday. by the way, well, first of all, we went to Dave Rath's wedding. And
well, it wasn't really, the wedding. That was
wasn't
the reception, right?
It wasn't even a reception. Dave wanted it that way, so no one thought overdress. Actually, I went, Rory went, Jordan went, Daniel went, and Chris went. Chris went with Sensitive. And Chris, it was so funny because every time I had trouble with the music, like there was 300 people at this thing. And Chris was like, I go, Chris, what did you do? Every time I saw Chris, he goes, I just smoked with Jeff Ross. Chris, where were you? I was smoking with Doug Benson. Chris, where are you? We were talking with Jim Valley and he gave us some pot. So by the end of the night, I would be like on the PA getting worried because I couldn't, you know, when the band took breaks, we made some music on the set list on the computer on iTunes, I guess. And I would be on the PA literally going, like, you heard me. Chris, come. And then I realized, oh, that sounds unprofessional. So I tried to make it more professional. Like, Chris Burden, please go to the soundboard, please. What wedding has a soundboard? So anyway, it wasn't a wedding. It was, he had his birthday, but at the same time he had gotten married. And people went up there and they made a lot of, obviously a lot of comedians, and it was some of it. You're like, even I was like, oh, but I wished, and maybe I'm saying this now so Dave can play this for his new wife. Her name is Heyron, and he also, she has two children that are now Dave's children, and they're so adorable. And to see they played Havan Agila. It wasn't a religious ceremony at all. They did a little bit for the Korean ceremony. They had like a Korean
a traditional thing, I would guess, in the Korean
ceremony,
very short, and it was so warm and heartwarming to watch it. And then I had Havan Aguila, so I played it, and they picked Dave up in a chair, and then they picked, I don't know his son or daughter's name now, but they picked him up in the chair, and to see this little Korean kid with the biggest smile on his face, it really was just so adorable. Like, he was loving it, and he'll remember that forever. But, like, I wanted to say, like, I hope his wife knows that, like, all these people that will say some of these things that might be, you know, because she's not a stand-up comic.
Right.
You'll see, mark my words, they will be like an uncle to your kids. Every comedian that will see your children will treat them with love and respect. And in time, you will see that this is 300 very loving people that are saying these things. Of course, we know it, but I was hoping she knew it.
Right.
They both seem, of course, Dave was laughing, and she seemed to be laughing. But I knew that there was a good group of people gathering, doing a really cool thing. And then you, what time did you get there?
9:45.
You got there early, right?
I got there on time.
Yeah. Well, he had a show, in all fairness.
All right. And, I know he's funnier than me. He gets
Nokia
more
Theater.
Bookings.
I was at Nokia
he's
Theater.
Very so. Busy.
You did a
I'm
show
funny at parties, Nokia so Theater. I show up on time. It's kind of like a thing.
What time did you get there? You said fashionably late.
No, I was joking. I don't think there's such a thing as fashionably late. But I got there like 6:30.
Yeah, when I go to parties, I used to. I really enjoy getting there. Well, when I say early, when the invitation says to get there, I used to go late like everybody else. I thought, I don't want to go super late, but I'll go a half an hour late, an hour late. Now I love getting there. Literally, if they say 6:30, get there 6:30, 6:40. You know why? You can have one-on-one time with people before it turns into a party.
Yeah.
Now it helps me. It helps me. Instead of walking into a party and being, hey, you can individually. So I really like getting there.
Well, now you know why people come late to the parties you go to.
Because I'm there.
To avoid one-on-one time.
They don't want
to
have one-on-one time with you.
So it was fun. Anything notable that I'm forgetting? By the way, I don't know why this made me laugh so hard. They have all this food, and Jeff Ross is standing next to me, and they're putting some food in a to-go box, and he goes, oh, you can get it to go? like a wedding. Oh, yeah, I'll get mine to go. Like, I want to. But it was a lot of fun, and it was just.
They had valet, which is a great idea. I would love to find out what the numbers are on having valet at your party.
Like what it costs?
Yeah, what it costs. Yeah. Like, so you don't have to worry about.
Especially some of the neighborhoods in LA mm-hmm. where you cannot find parking.
Because what if you found out it costs $200 to have a valet service for the whole night? Right? How much easier would your party be?
Yeah, you're right.
Honestly, if it was I'd go even higher than that. I think it's such a great service for all your guests.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd go $200,000.
Okay, Rory, I
played Nokia Theater last night.
Rory, you're not doing that well. Right. It's such the lyrics, too. It's such a good feeling. That was another funny thing. People kept coming in, and some of them people thought it was Dave Rath's house, and they would come to me because it was a pretty...
very nice.
Not spelling mansion ridiculous, but tastefully gigantic. If there's such a thing, it was really a cool house, and the backyard was awesome. And people would come in, they go, "Does Dave live here?" I'd be like, "No." They'd be, "Huh." I got the feeling they were going, "God, I was hoping he wasn't more successful than me." Like, once you see that house, like, Dave's doing pretty good. I go, "No, he's not." you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No. Just me. Hold on. Can you put some reverb in my mic? It's such a good...
How long have they been dating? Do you know? I'm sorry. I didn't realize we moved off that topic.
Oh, the reverb and the singing didn't glue you. You interrupted in the middle of him going, it's such a good fee. Oh, I'm sorry, Daniel. What did you...
By the way, for people listening, I'm twitching. Like, what he did was so wrong.
You're too mean to this... To people that work with you.
Listen, everything's just
fine. Did you just almost say staff?
No, I said the people that... No, I was going to say with the crew, because I always say the crew. How long have they been dating? About a year.
Okay.
About a year. And he truly adores the kids. I really thought that. I go, you know, let me tell you something. You kids might not know it now, but you hit the lottery. Because not only Dave, but I really do believe that every comedian, I try to force it too much. You know, they're just learning English and they're adorable. And you can just tell they're just very polite. They're just adorable kids. And
Their mom, Heyron, is adorable also. But you could, I wanted them to like me so much that Dave is like, to the one little boy, he goes, now listen, you have to turn your video games off because people are coming in. You want to say hi. I go, leave them alone. Dave, Todd, you're not helping me. I go, I'm trying to bond with the kid. I can the only thing I can do is you rebel against authority. Stop being an old man. Let these kids do what they want, you know. So, it's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up and you say, let me start it over again. Let me start it over. Rory, can you help me? Yeah.
From the top?
Yes. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive.
It's such a happy feeling, you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day.
Everybody, do the cat singing it. Everybody come around here. Everybody take their headsets off. Let's make magic happen for these people. You know, there's a lot of people, they turn to this show for strength. Now let's have a magical moment.
I agree.
Everybody try to do it as good as you can. You ready? Everybody get close to it. Ready? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Such a good feeling. Very good feeling.
It's a feeling you know that you're friends.
Everybody,
I love that Rory still read the lyrics while he did the cat.
Like,
he still looked at the screen. And
like you were reading, well, because you were staying at about 40% maybe to that list. You didn't really need to go. You know, doing that cat voice is not easy because I've tried it when no one's around my house. It's an octave that I can't get to. All right. Oh my God.
Do you guys want?
I'm so glad that we have a safe word on the show. You thought nothing could top it. Look out the window. There's 15 ducks following a golden retriever.
Oh.
Are you shitting me?
On La Cienega.
Oh, just look at it. How many ducks are there? Count them, Rory.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 27, 28,
What? So people don't think I'm lying. Look at the ducks.
Oh, my God.
What's that? What is that following them?
The last thing?
Yes.
That's a naked man.
Hold on.
It's a naked man.
Okay, now look at him and listen to the music. Hold on. I'll get to the part that's good again. Start it over. Start over. Hurry up. Start over. Okay, that guy that you just saw, you didn't see him because he's now, the building's hiding him. But in a second, in like literally 5 seconds, that naked guy, how much do you think he weighs?
200 pounds? 300?
300.
There he goes. Look, 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 look.
300, 300
Okay,
pounds.
What is he holding?
A cane?
No, what's in his pockets?
That he's naked. What?
He has a
bell with his pocket. It's a frosty brew.
Hey,
right. Everybody, hold on. Shh. Calm. Okay, I will throw it your way in a second. Everybody, I need to restore order. Now, we have...
it was the worst improv game ever.
I know.
You're like, and what's at the end? No, what's he doing?
I just thought you'd say...
I looked every time.
I thought... I looked
out the window every time.
Yeah, why were you looking?
Because you were doing it so convincingly, I thought maybe
me
this
too.
Is a thing.
I know, I'm thinking, I expected Rory to say something like, oh my God, that's a Wolverine, or a guy dressed... Remember?
Now, why would I say Wolverine?
Because you remember the best visual you gave me once? Get that music ready again. One time, you said that you and Jordan drove around in one of those old steam cars.
Yeah.
And then And then what happens on the steam cars?
How do they work?
Yeah, doesn't the car, didn't you say?
It goes up and down. You have to kind of twist the knob, and every now and then bubbles come out the back.
And then that's how you drive down La Cienega Boulevard.
Well, on Sundays we do that because it's sort of like our get-together day.
And you play this music? You have a PA system outside the car, right?
Yeah. And then sometimes we'll go around a turn. I'll have prepaid some people to stand on a corner to throw confetti at us. And then... there was one guy who he sprayed us with a hose, and then we had water guns, and we kind of shot some water back at him. And
all right, listen. So here we go. Everything's fine.
Sundays. That's Sunday for us. That's the Sabbath.
All right, listen. We're gonna go slow. You know what? Let's do this. I feel very good right now. I feel like this is my favorite type of show when there's all people like what I say. Like there's no. You know, Rory's the guest, but he's also part of the family, for lack of a better word. So it's like very comfortable for me.
Family was a good word.
Yeah, family is a good word. And he's got new glasses, and they look cool. And why don't we play Who's Got More Twitter Followers?
Let's play Who's Got More Twitter Followers.
Okay. Right. Did you ever play this game yet?
No. What is this?
It's called Who's Got More Twitter Followers.
Do you want us to explain it to you, Rory?
Yes. What's the
nitty-gritty? Okay, so basically...
Give me just the gist of it.
Okay. Basically, it's
a
game...
We give you a name, and you tell us how many friends on MySpace they have.
Oh, I thought it was Twitter followers.
Yes.
Oh. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. If there's a reason we're number one. That's a great one. Play that again. Rory, do a little... you're doing a call-out for the show. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Hey, you're listening to the Todd Glass Show. There's a reason why your ears are getting their dicks sucked.
That made no sense.
Okay, we're ready. Round
here we
one.
Go. Is there a jingle for this?
No, I thought that was good.
I know, it's okay. I knew there was. Hi, this is the Todd Glass Show. You're about ready to play a game we call Who's Got More Twitter Followers? Rory... That's good. Sure.
Who has more Twitter followers? Now we're going to take a poll around the room.
Yeah, but there's not a buzzer.
No, there's no buzzer. Where you see?
Just have a quick answer. Don't
trying to make my show look cheap. How dare you?
You were about to say you see that there's no buzzer.
Because Rory goes, there's no buzzer. Where's the buzzer? Yeah, there. You know what? There is a buzzer. Press it.
Do I get to guess?
Oh,
Will Smith.
Ready?
Okay.
Nike.
We're all playing for different charities, but it's not real.
Really? Yeah, really? We needed that detail.
What if we took time? Rory, what if we took time to go around the room? It's a fake game. Okay, which charity will you be playing for?
I'm for the Pancake Union.
PETA. There you go. Fisher House?
Myself.
You're for yourself? Katie?
Comic Relief.
Eric? And you, Jordan? I mean, you, Daniel?
I'm playing for the Laugh Factory.
I'm the only one for the Pancake Union.
Why do they need money?
Jameson always needs a little more money.
I'm going to play for...
Waffle.
I don't know, the SPCA. They, you know, you guys all make a joke about it, but some causes really need fake money.
We've never...
Hi, this is Todd Glass. My good friend Rory Scovel.
Hi, how you guys doing?
All right, pause it out.
This is if these two guys hosted this show. Keep it going.
Hi, welcome back to Todd.
Hey.
Twitter. Who's got more Twitter followers?
That's right. This is the game where we play. Who's got more Twitter followers?
Oh,
wow,
I'm excited. We got Dan Okito on the booth now. He's got the.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Fade it out.
I don't know.
Okay, let's start the game. We don't have time to mess around anymore.
You know this show's on the same time as Marc Maron's.
I know. We're doing pretty well in the ratings.
Okay, go ahead. Who's got the first one?
Nike? Adidas? Now, you got, this is the official, what's the word for it? Verified profile of the Nike Corporation? The okay. Adidas Corporation?
Right. Well, who so did you think? Or a guy that wore Adidas? Of course it's the corporation.
No fake Nike.
Or Michael Sorrentino, a.k.a. The Situation from the Jersey Shore.
This is a great one.
Thank you.
Okay.
You know what I think?
You have everybody has 20 seconds.
Do we have to give a reason?
20 seconds. Can you put the clock up?
I think
you have to play the game. You have to really try to guess.
I think that third person's a curveball. You're trying to mix up the numbers.
No. Oh.
I'm going to go Nike.
Okay.
Nike.
Chris? What are you doing on your phone?
Don't look it up.
I was playing with a timer for you.
What, on your cell phone? All right, put your phone away because
we've
Jordan's behind your back. She says you're cheating. Okay, who did you hear the three choices? Situation.
Okay.
Nike. I'm gonna go Adidas. He's gonna go Adidas. I'm gonna say the Situation just because it's
you guys are all wrong. It's Skechers. No, I'm kidding. It's ready.
Situation.
It's the Situation.
Okay.
A million.
Okay.
What? Jesus Christ.
All right. Next.
Yeah. Next.
Well, at least how many? Be close.
Welcome back. Here we are. Another tweeting situation. Over to Dan Uchino.
Okay. Ready for this?
Yeah. How many do you have, by the way, just so I can brace myself?
Brace yourself. No, I'm sorry. Is this painful?
No. Oh, no. I mean, like, I want to know, like, when we're halfway through, just because of the way my mind thinks. Come on, stop. Come on.
Round number two.
I have five.
Why do I think it's so funny every time that music plays for no reason at all?
Because it's kind of suspenseful.
Yeah. Okay, we're ready to play number two part of the game. I don't even say it right. Okay, go ahead, Peyton.
Try to always say it wrong.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Daniel. This is a serious part. How serious?
It's supposed to be somewhat amusing.
Okay, we're an hour and five
Jenny
into the
Craig?
Show.
Jenny Craig.
Curves?
No.
By the way,
I'm already saying Jenny Craig.
Jenny Craig.
I don't need to hear the other two. That's how confident I am. Jenny
Curves?
Curves?
Jenny Craig.
Or Dunkin' Donuts?
Okay. Okay.
Fuck, I changed my answer. Dunkin' Donuts.
Wait, by the way, hold on. Are you being serious on your answer? When you're trying to guess right, right?
No, I'm trying to get it
okay,
right.
Okay, so who do you think? It's Jenny Craig, Dunkin' Donuts, or who else?
You know what? It's not Curves.
Curves.
It's not Curves. I don't like that the formula feels the same for both questions, but I am going to go with Jenny Craig.
I think they're both great.
I'm going to go with first.
Around the room? Dunkin' Donuts, Jordan?
Jenny Craig.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, here's why I'm going to...
There's some consistency here. I like it.
Here's why I'm going to say Curves. Mm-hmm. Tweeting is a progressive form of social media that some companies might have taken on later. Curves, I know because I got my mom a membership to Curves. Jordan, stop it. It's rude. It's rude. Don't let her at your mic, Roy. Don't let her at your mic.
Stop it. Don't let me get in here.
What do you want to say? Why do you snort when you talk?
Because I'm tired, Todd.
I don't even understand what you're saying.
It's eating sandwiches.
Chicken sandwiches? Who cares? We're in the middle of a game.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Hi. Stop. Okay, hold on. Remember. Okay, Okay, I'm going to say Curves. Again, I'm trying to sell my answer because I think I just said it because they're a progressive company.
Okay. It's Dunkin' Donuts.
I knew it.
You know what I knew? It.
Okay, I'm going to... This one, we're going to switch it up this time, okay?
Thank you.
No, by the way, Daniel...
Will not be.
Oh, we're switching it up.
And now third time situation happening.
Okay, pause it out. Listen, Daniel, I think both of yours were great.
Oh, thank you. I'm not...
I thought you were being hard on yourself.
No.
Okay, my critique was that the formula was similar.
Yes, I know what you were saying.
He didn't
already.
Get it.
I got it.
Yeah, because you stopped me. Oh, Daniel, I did like it.
Okay, ready? The next one. Let's
Can
move
I
on.
Tell you the truth? To George Carlin?
Yeah.
I didn't get it. What did you mean the formula was the same? There were two. Okay,
Nike,
let me guess.
Adidas situation. You probably canceled Adidas out right away and went Nike or situation. Similar to this one, minus you two. Everyone else thought, well, it's either Dunkin' Donuts or Jenny Craig.
I see.
But Dunkin' Donuts being the one you kind of wish it wasn't, whereas you also kind of wish it wasn't the situation.
I do get it.
Both being the third options. I'm now back to my original voice. Welcome back!
All right. Okay, how about this one? I think,
everybody.
You're the only one talking. You just
it was just me.
It was just Daniel, the one.
Okay, let Daniel talk. By the way, sometimes I shush the music.
Ford,
Mr. Smarty Pants.
Ford, General Motors.
Diane Ford.
Oh, I like this now.
I did that.
Nadia Suleiman, aka the Octomom.
Okay, so we got
similar elements.
Ford, the car company, of course. And then what's the second?
General Motors.
General Motors or
car company or the Octomom.
You know what? It's General Motors.
Okay, go ahead.
Ford.
Okay.
There's no other time in history you're going to hear someone say, it's the Octomom. No, it's Ford.
Okay.
Worst game show in the world.
I'm going to say it's not the Octomom because people didn't tend to... It's not like they didn't tend to like her, so I don't know if she had a crazy amount of Twitter followers. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
$1 million industry.
Two more left to go.
Hold on. That's how much I've spent watching it.
All right, listen. Okay, Ford, GM, or Octomom? Okay, I'm thinking of the Ford has that electric car. So there's a Ford.
Ford. Yep, you're right.
Who all said Ford? Raise your hand.
A lot of people.
Oh, most of everyone.
Okay, next.
Whole Foods.
Hi, I'm Daniel Kino.
Okay, go Whole Foods.
Whole Foods.
Trader Joe's or Ralph's? Now, you remember, this is, you know, official, you know, verified account. Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, or Ralph's?
Okay, you go first.
Whole Foods. Trader Joe's. I changed mine to Trader Joe's.
What is it?
Whole Foods.
Oh, Whole Foods.
Okay, listen.
Ralph's is killing it on MySpace.
We're
going to
take a break. No.
Well, Todd, Trader Joe's.
Tension's growing. We'll be right back with Todd giving his answer.
Hold on.
And why?
Hold on. Shh. I'm going to say it's obvious. It's definitely between it's Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
Whole Foods, or who else?
Ralph's.
Okay, I'm going to say...
Can I interject before you answer, before you say this? What I love is that it's always gone, just going very quickly around the room. Like, one game show contestant, they're like, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Ralph's, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and then when it gets to the last person, he's like, okay, what are the options again? Okay, here's why I think what.
Okay, let's stop the clock. I'm going to take my time here.
Everyone else just flying through.
Hold on. Yeah, when it comes to me, it's like, hold on. Do we have any Irish music to give me some time to think about this? Something in the background. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, so you got Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, or Ralph's. Trader Joe's, there's a lot of Trader Joe's. Then you got Ralph's. The weird is you want to say Trader Joe's or Ralph's because... You know what? This is a fun song. Hold on. Okay, pause it out. I say pause it out. It's a hip term.
What are you
going?
I'm
going to say... Okay, it's definitely between Trader Joe's and Whole Foods. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Because people that go to Ralph's, they go... Mm-hmm. I go to Ralph's too. No offense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go and say, because I think there's more Trader Joe's, I'm going to say Trader Joe's.
Whole Foods has 2,763,666 followers. Trader Joe's and Ralph's are not on Twitter.
No one remembers the first number.
Wait, Trader Joe's is not on Twitter?
Or Ralph's are not on Twitter. Mm-hmm. They don't have accounts.
They have so many followers, they
don't
have to
be. Which is so stupid, because what a way to advertise sales. Anyway.
Who's next? We have one more?
One more. SpongeBob SquarePants, official verified account, Rush Limbaugh, or Tom Lakers?
Tom Lakers. Oh, no, I don't go first. You go. Shh.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants,
Rush Limbaugh, or Tom Lakers?
Thank you.
It's Rush.
Rush? Everybody says Todd?
Lycus.
Lycus? Okay, I'm going to say... Oh, no. Oh, yeah, shit. I wasn't even trying to joke around this time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you for being a friend.
Well, Tom Lankus used to be an actor. A lot of people don't know that he got a start as an extra on the first season of Golden Girls. And in fact, right. He dated Estelle Getty. She broke his heart, and that's where he kind of adopted this whole anti-woman attitude when she dumped him because she got pregnant and she dumped him.
All right, so I'm going to say, what did you say, Chris? I'm going to say, Chris is younger than everybody here. He's probably got his pulse on Twitter better than everybody. Jordan's young, too. What did you say, Jordan?
She's 43.
Rush. I'm going to say Rush.
Okay.
43 years old.
So at 10,000... 78 followers.
I don't like this way you do it. I just want to know the answer.
Tom Lankus comes in third.
And who's first?
Oh, who's first?
SpongeBob SquarePants beats Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah!
Oh, by 100%.
Hey,
twice as many followers as Rush Limbaugh.
The Pancake Union.
SpongeBob SquarePants has twice as many followers as Rush Limbaugh.
What? You know what? That's the only thing that gives me hope. All right, fade it out. You know what? We did it amongst comedians, but then you end up, you know why we don't do that? Like, off the podcast, what we were doing was like, okay, this person, that person, but then you indirectly say how successful you think someone is. Like, if you guess wrong, then if they hear the show, they'll be like, Todd thought that Lisa Lampanelli had more Twitter followers than me. So I didn't want to use comedians.
Yeah. All right.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive.
It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside.
And when you wake up ready to say,
I think I'll make a snappy new.
Hey, what are you guys doing back here?
Oh, hey,
these are
Daniel,
two people.
These are two people.
Hey, what are you guys doing in my hallway?
These are two people. They're both trying to stretch out their lines because they're in a play,
yeah.
And they know there's a big director in the audience, so they try to take. They're supposed to go every other line, so they're like, "It's such a good feeling to know you're alive." By the way, the king of stopping bids is because there's somebody in the audience, the director, we're trying to shine. So even the director of the play is going, what the fuck are these two Nimrods doing?
Yeah.
Okay, now comes my turn. And
thinking about the director watching this.
Chris spotlight on a center stage. The audience not knowing whether it's great or sucks.
Hey, but the last line they're supposed to do is a duet.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
The
feeling. Yeah. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make it a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that we're friends. We're going to actually...
No, leave it going. You're doing a stadium show. We've taken the podcast to a stadium now.
Ladies and gentlemen, hi, Chucky Ducky Quack Quack. By the way, I thought the other day, you know there's two guys out there. One's, I don't know where they're at. I don't want to say where they're at. One guy goes, Chucky Ducky Quack Quack. And that's his like catchphrase, which I love. Like, I think I could produce this guy and make him a star. He needs some jokes, but then
is
I...
Is that a real person?
That is a real person. I forget his name.
Quack, quack.
But then there's another guy who goes, hamburger. And that's the guy that's... I like that more because hamburger can be said so many different ways. You can accent your... Like, you can emphasize your
joke. These are
real
catchphrases?
Oh, I swear to God.
For what?
To George Carlin. I know the one comedian's out of Dallas, I'm pretty sure. I know anyone listening that lives where these guys are. They both exist. And I remember one time I saw one of them on a tape that John Evans used to pass around because he used to, he used to make these tapes of people that would send in videos to the Capital City Comedy Club or a lot of different clubs
to try to work there.
And he was on there. Not in an insulting way he wasn't on there. He was just on this reel. And I go, there's something about that. I liked it, you know. But hamburger, like, I could use a joke from my act and give an example of hamburger or do a Mitch Hedberg joke. You know, you could be like, let's say this guy had jokes like, I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too. Hamburger. Like, hamburger. Can you try it? Like, think of a joke you have, a one-liner, and then say, hamburger.
I'll just do that one. I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to also. Hamburger.
By the way, it's not also, it's two.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to rewrite the joke. It's pretty concise.
I tried to make it my own.
All right. Well, anyway, we didn't even have to talk about that. I just thought, hamburger. Hamburger. How would you say it? Hamburger.
Hamburger. Hamburger.
By the way, Daniel was... Hold on. Daniel was resting his face on the microphone. That's
hamburger.
That's how into this conversation he was. I looked over. He had his eye on the foam piece, resting it. Like, that's how... You don't think this hamburger?
Some of these things are just for us.
No, hamburger.
Oh, you didn't like singing slow or hamburger discussion?
Yeah, you didn't like it?
Wow. That's hard-hitting stuff.
It's such a good... Okay, even I've had it with that. Okay, let's do this, and then we'll take a break. Is everybody okay?
Are you okay? We have so much to get to. I keep looking at this list and thinking I'm out of things. But then I realize this is my list. This is music cues. There's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit, folks.
You did an hour and 20 minutes with music cues?
No, this is a list of when I need certain music cues.
I know, Doug.
All right, what are you whispering? I see him over there.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. That's why we're number one of the ratings, because Todd has two lists.
That's right. Did we talk about Dave Rath's party?
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding. This thing was on the internet, and it was 25 of the worst voices, and this guy does all these impersonations of him. Honestly, tell me if you think, like, to George Carlin, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
However it's set up, I think in the opening, this guy does a lot of impersonations, 25 of the most annoying voices. The first one I could go understand, but as he goes on, I'm like, really? They're not people you hold in revere? Would that be the word? Mm-hmm. Musicians? So we'll see if this is worth it.
Here is Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, performed by 25 of the most annoying voices in the music industry, such as Bob Dylan.
You know, pause it. Can I say something?
Hold on, let one more roll. One more.
Michael Bolton.
I'm just a poor boy, but I need no sympathy.
Corey Hart.
Easy go, little heart, little
Nelson. Anywhere the wind blows,
Willie
it doesn't
Nelson?
Really matter.
Listen, Nelson.
Me.
One more.
It really is
Johnny Cash.
You me.
Pause it.
So, I want to hear all this. Can we hear
you
all
really?
This?
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't.
Just
I don't
the guy just does impressions. I don't know why he had what? To say they were annoying.
It's 5 minutes.
Well,
I like
hold on.
That.
I thought that's weird that he put, like, he just does these impersonations, like, so he's working them in. Is Johnny Cash really one of the most, like,
no.
There's someone creatively putting their act together and going, yeah, Johnny Cash, he's one of the most annoying voices. Not,
yeah,
not
you gotta,
poetic. Annoying.
I guess he could make it maybe less impressions, but you got to go with what you can do.
That's true. Should he do Miss Piggy?
Do you think he does?
I don't know. The hottest pigs
I don't know.
Ever.
We'll find out tomorrow night on the Todd Glass Show. Right,
we can't play all of this. Let's do this. Let's actually take a little break. Hold on.
Like a hiatus.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. We don't have time for everything.
Let's go to a story. Something's going on. Jenna, and Larry. We'll go to Jeannie Most later. Want to go to Jeannie Most right now, and we'll take a break. Well, I like. Hold on. No, let's not do Jeannie Most as a break because she's actually. I'm getting a sign from our engineering room that she is not. That we don't have the live feed. So what we'll do is we'll take a break with number 7. And we'll be right back with the Todd Glass Show.
Take the ribbon from your hair. Shake it loose, let it fall. Laying soft against my skin. The shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side.
Who's the Highwaymen is Willie Nelson.
Prostitutes.
Chris Christopherson.
Brave prostitutes.
Merle Haggard.
And Rob Little.
I'm going to say, take an educated guess.
Prostitutes that don't understand the concept of location, location, location.
I'm going to say Rory's right.
Yeah.
Are we recording right now?
Yes.
No, we're not.
Yes.
Yeah, we
started.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. This is what they call in the business a hard break. I guess this is a little disturbing story. Go ahead.
It is a tasteless joke that hasn't left anyone laughing.
A Sioux City man has found a dead deer on his porch dressed in a clown costume and makeup. Jennifer Steck has more. Well, to animal control officers, it was a sick joke for the man who actually woke up to the deer on his porch. He wants answers. I'm just kidding.
Mitch Miller woke up to go to work just like any other day. Little did he know, it wouldn't turn out the way he expected.
Got dressed, thought it was a normal day. Walked out the door, and I looked to my right, and we have this couch sitting here that we're trying to get rid of. And I see a dead deer laying there that is dressed up as a clown.
What he and others at first thought was funny quickly turned into a sick, practical joke.
We got a child living here, so, I mean, it's just kind of, it's not healthy, it's not safe, it's gross. I've got, you know, people living here. And then I'm a hunter, I think it's, you know, I'd rather be, you know, hunting them like a...
Hold on. So somebody took a deer. Now, if they didn't, let's say hypothetically the deer's already dead. And then they just drag it out of the woods and they dress up as a clown outfit.
Are you saying hypothetically, let's imagine someone dressed the deer up after dead?
I'd like to believe they didn't kill it, because then I wouldn't...
You're saying they found it dead.
They found it dead and they dressed it up
as a clown.
Here's my thing. I don't think this really has to do with the guy's got children living... By the way, that's a real story.
I want to know what happened to the clown.
That's a real story that Eric found.
Yeah, no one ever talks about the clown yeah. that was dressed down to be a deer. Yeah.
Maybe they found a dead clown, killed a deer.
Yeah. How do they know they didn't find a clown dressed up as a deer?
Yeah, what makes them think they did it? Wait a second. A clown dressed up as a deer? Oh. But, you know, I love how the guy, I think the guy, here's the basic bottom line, is if I woke up and there was a deer dressed up as a clown. But it's not really dressed up as a clown. They put a clown outfit on it. I don't know if that constitutes dressing up. Like if they said to that deer, "What did you do for Halloween?" He goes, "I dressed up as a clown." All
right, that's what the detective said when they came and looked at it. Like, what do we got? We got a double Halloween here. We got a double trick or treat. Apparently, somebody went as a deer, then also as a clown.
It's Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg is a detective.
Okay, listen. We've got a double clap. They've got, by the way, he goes, "I've got kids living here." Now, look, I'm pretending. I'm watching my niece and my nephew, and then I open up my front porch. I don't think it's going to be bad for me. I'm not going to let them see it. My point is, if you don't have kids and you go outside and there's a dead deer dressed up as a clown, you're also going to be freaked out as much as the kids. Kids are going to be extra freaked out.
Yeah.
It's weird for everybody.
I liked, well, we have kids living here, right?
By the way, I don't usually...
You should have used it. Like, kids, see, this is what happens when you do drugs. This is a drug user.
Yeah, this is your Uncle Bill.
Yeah. Look at him. Now he's a dead clown deer.
These stories always crack me up. I won't usually roll two in a row, but I'll do whatever I want. But this one here, I love it because I want to point something out that they do. They have nothing. They have nothing, so they have a bunch of lunatics. Let me tell you what's going on in this story. I hope it all comes full closure. You got a bunch of fucking lunatics and no news story. So their goal is to take these lunatics and make it into a news story and try to piece it together. So there's a point, yes, I'm going to tip it because I think it'll make it just as much fun. It'll make it funny when it happens, where they roll in some Michael Jackson music because these lunatics said that there's a tree that looks like Michael Jackson. So then they record these people talking about it, and then they roll in Michael Jackson music for no fucking reason. It wasn't there. It's not emulating out of the tree of a non-existing speaker. So I just love this. You got lunatics, people desperate for a news story, and this is what you get.
Like the Virgin Grilled Mary, or Jesus himself, a Stockton family thinks that they've got a spiritual image staring right at them from their own front yard.
Okay, I got goosebumps. But yeah.
See Michael Jackson in the tree stump.
I did, no doubt in your mind that's Michael.
That's Michael.
I think it's like really Michael right there.
An image of the late king of pop popping right out of this birch tree stump.
I'm standing with the man in the
tree.
Why Michael Jackson and not like Jesus?
Oh my God! I'm starting with the man in the tree. Did you notice that before?
No, play it again. Play it again.
That's like their attempt at humor.
By the way, this is a real... they might think it's a lighter news story, but this is a news story.
Starting with the man in the mirror.
Hold on. This isn't like when on Comedy and the Jon Stewart show where they would go out.
This is real local news.
I think this is real local news. Let me
popping
hear
right out of this birch tree stump.
I'm standing with the man in the
tree. Why Michael Jackson and not?
Oh God!
Birch tree stump.
I'm standing with the man in the
tree.
Lori, I wouldn't have noticed it. Let the rest of this. Standing with the
man in the tree.
Why Michael Jackson not like Jesus?
Or Ed McMahon?
Ed McMahon?
I think because Michael Jackson
why
is
not
an icon
Jesus or Ed McMahon?
So why Stockton? Why now? And why a tree stump? Jackson did visit the city 20 years ago.
Can you pause this? Why Stockton? Why now? As though these are real questions to be answered by Michael and whatever's beyond. Yeah.
Well, no, that's these questions are based on. Well, he's obviously here.
Why Stockton?
Hold on.
We were expecting him to come back.
Rory, these questions, if I think I understand what you're saying correctly, they're based on, okay, well, you could think these are lunatics, but now I'm here and I'm seeing that is Michael Jackson in the tree carved into it. So that's a given, or he wouldn't waste the questions. Like if somebody said to you, I saw Santa Claus last night mowing my lawn, you wouldn't go, why in the middle of the night would he mow the lawn? Right? You'd be like, he didn't fucking mow your lawn.
Right.
This guy's considering, okay, he's here because the carving's in the tree.
Why now?
And the Michael Jackson music played randomly. That the producers did. So
I hope it goes to why Stockton? Why now? Some local residences had their opinions.
Well, you know, I've been growing up here for.
I can always get the beginning of that, but I can never say more. Like,
my son, we come on down and he don't go there anymore. And we 1952, I believe.
But some other residences had their opinions.
I think.
I know that my son.
Everybody talks the same.
20 years ago. Oh, I thought you wanted me to do that.
that's how good I take the direction. All right, so listen, do we want to play the rest of the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
On to us.
So why Stockton? Why now? And why a tree stump? Jackson did visit the city 20 years ago.
Hold on, that explains everything.
There's an answer.
That explains it.
Shootings.
To Stockton.
Hold on.
Michael Jackson.
Play it again. Play it again, and then when he says, well, Michael Jackson did visit here again. Pause it, and we'll be the dumbest people in the neighborhood going, oh, that explains it. Oh, I guess that's why. Like,
so why background. Stockton? Why now?
Yeah, why now?
And why a tree stump?
That's true.
Yeah.
Jackson did visit
good
the
question.
City 20 years ago.
Oh, I think.
Jackson visited the city 20 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, then that's why. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
My parents took me to.
I remember that. I remember that.
History of the visiting the Stockton.
Michael Jackson.
I slept over at his house.
Following the Cleveland school fatal shootings.
To Stockton, Michael Jackson meant more to us than maybe Jesus did to some people. I think they're both about even. They're both icons.
From afar, it looks like any other tree. From up close, any ordinary stump. But even at the right distance, if you don't see it.
Faded out. If you play that music, yes. Why are they keep playing that music?
Yeah, no, the lyrics go with what he's saying. And if you don't see it, you are not alone.
Oh.
And then he goes back to the story.
It's a nice piece. Maybe he should work on the show. I like
but
stuff
the
like
one,
that.
I just laughed at that one woman who just said something so logical and true. She goes, well, I don't know. I guess Michael Jackson and Jesus, they are both equal. I mean, they are both icons. And I laughed at that, and I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what they are. Like, yes, you could say that.
Yeah, they're both equal.
Pop culture icons.
Well, they're both icons.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I was ready to go, they're not. Yeah, you're both. If anything, Michael Jackson, at least I've seen him. You know, and he does sing pretty good. I mean, he did some other shit that wasn't right. But, which doesn't make up for it, by the way. Anyway.
And so the mirror. I see it. I'm going with the Wiz and the man right, in the
enough
mirror.
Of this.
While some believe it's
enough
the
of
image
this.
Of the late king of pop, others.
Well, I wanted to hear the end of
it. Oh, go ahead. Oh, sorry. Okay, stop it. Anyway, I wanted to thank everybody for coming by today. Did I tell you something? Did you? Okay. To George Carlin, this is true. When I was working in the Bloomington Funny Bone, one of the waitress's friends, and this is something, I hope this is interesting, but I think this person heard it, and then they put their own spin on the story. So they said, do you know, I forget the country, but where there's a lot of fathom, is that the right word?
Famine.
That they're literally, they have dirt stands. Now, I was like, hold on, I think, okay, you're shaking your head yes. So hold on, here's where I'm confused, and I might be completely wrong. That's why I always say to myself too, when I go on a rant, I always remind myself, don't be cocky when you think you're right, because then you look like a dick when you're wrong. If you think you're dead right, By the way, I don't always do this. Sometimes it's good to get, you have to like foam at the mouth or froth at the mouth. When I'm doing it on social issues, I know I'm fucking right. That's not what I'm talking about. I know that sounds cocky. But what I'm talking about when you're just with your friends and you think, no, there's not a Whole Foods up there. And you go, no, there's not. No, there's not a fucking Whole Foods up there. Calm down, because if you're wrong, you look like a dick. So this could be one of those situations.
What's a dirt stand?
I thought this person, you know, they're casually talking at the end of the night at a comedy club. It's 3 in the morning. They probably, what he heard was, unfortunately, because there's so much starvation there, that the sad part is people have to eat dirt. So he took it and thought, oh, dirt stands. No, I think by the time you're eating dirt, and I might be wrong, you're about to tell me here, you're not buying it at a dirt stand, like a lemonade stand. You're just eating dirt because that's the only thing you can get for nutrition. So am I wrong, or are you telling me? Oh, my God, I was completely wrong.
Do you know when
this is just sad now.
In the siege of Leningrad during World War II.
It was sad both
ways. When the Nazis cut off all supply routes to the city.
But you have
after a while, people would cook the dirt on which grocery stores would stand and butcher shops. They would dig up the dirt under those places and cook it because, you know, they just assumed at some point some nutritious, you know, stuff has fallen into it.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Jesus. Is that for real?
Is that for real?
Hey, guys, Bill Burr is on the phone.
Oh, you really?
Bill.
How are you?
Good.
What's going on?
I'm here with
Ward. Oh, Jesus. I got a ton of shit to do tomorrow.
All right, well,
dude, you
called
us.
Oh,
fuck yourselves.
Hey, Bill. Rory's here with me.
So I'm doing this Sunday night.
Hello? Can you hear me? Doing
all the pre-airport stuff.
Oh.
Wash the dishes.
You know what? Let's see
wash
how
my
he doesn't even fucking know we're here.
Underwears.
Let's see how long he'll talk.
I'm ready to go.
Don't fucking
say
his thing.
I had a great fucking weekend. I don't want to go on the road. You know, if you think I want to get on another fucking Tweety Bird and go fly to some godforsaken strip mall in the middle of fucking nowhere, which is basically the middle of nowhere to me at this point, is anywhere that is not near my house. You know, hey, come to Chicago.
Say
what,
something.
In the middle of fucking nowhere?
Bill.
What are you talking about? It's like one of the second largest states in the union.
Hello?
What union is that, sir? The North American? Fuck away from me. You're an agent, Freemason. Isn't it amazing how you can't talk when you're trying to adjust yourself? You just, yeah, that old person sound. Ah, Jesus.
Hello?
You know, trying to fucking readjust your man tits.
Is that Rory Scovel?
No man tits here, buddy.
You know what? Shut his mic off.
I've been working out.
Shut his mic off. Hang up on him. Do you feel like he's not? Did he listen to it? He obviously didn't listen.
He didn't respond. I noticed that.
Should we call him back?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you really think we should?
Well, let's give. I mean, maybe he. Hey. Maybe somebody was with the phone.
Knowing him, will start all over.
Somebody's wrong.
It's a very short telephone number.
Hey, Bill.
How are you?
I'm doing
What's
all right.
On?
I felt like you. Do we have a bad phone connection before? I feel
Jesus.
Like.
Jesus. I got a ton of shit to do tomorrow.
Hello?
He did start over.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No.
Hang up on him. Maybe you can get to him before he starts. Tell him we just want to talk to him casually. He's doing his act.
Okay.
Hello, is that Bill Burr?
Hello?
Hello, is that John Brady? Hello?
Get Bill Burr on the phone again.
Hello?
Talk to him before he starts talking. Maybe you can cut him off.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey,
what's
good.
Going
How are you
on?
Doing? I'm getting nothing. Not too much for doing the podcast.
Jesus.
Shut him off.
Having a big
cut
day today.
This is.
I got a ton of shit to do tomorrow.
Me too. I got a lot.
This is ridiculous. I'm just trying to go through some.
We don't have time for everything.
Do you want to do that dirt stand? It's so wrong to be wrong there. I was going to have you being at a dirt stand and then ordering from the dirt stand because I thought it was fake. But now that I know it's real, it's just sad. I just thought I was making fun of that there's no dirt stand. So and that's why I'm magic markering shit over right now. Do you like to do...
There are other funny things happening in Africa we could do bits about.
Let's do the...
Thank you for
You know that one of the biggest shows in Africa is... actually, it's Fear Factor, but the number two is Golden Girls.
That's not true.
It's not?
No. Right now, who do you think has more Twitter followers, Golden Girls or Fear Factor?
Oh, which one of the Golden Girls?
Trick question, Boy Meets World.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the microphone, Rory's fiance, Jordan.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, who is? Here's the Daniel.
I'm going to bite Daniel.
Ever since faded up.
Jesus Christ.
Ever since.
Sit the fuck down. You're biting my friends.
Ever since. Ever since we started this.
No, I like it, actually.
Ever since. You didn't mind it?
It's like
all right, he doesn't mind. You can come and bite him.
Oh, yeah.
Take a sandwich.
Give me a sandwich.
Get out of here.
Did we talk about the Cookie Monster?
No.
If he loves cookies so much, why they end up all over the floor when he eats them? Because he doesn't have a throat. So the show just makes it, me love cookie. But then I realized, well, then why don't you eat them? Because I know why, because his mouth, you get it.
Sounds right, to listen. Me like he's the most professional bulimic.
Yes.
Because he doesn't have a stomach. And
guess who I am? I'm Daniel Kino. Who has more Twitter followers, the Golden Gate Bridge or Andy Dick?
How did you do that without moving your lip? Were you doing
Daniel.
That?
Yeah. That was me.
Oh, my God.
I've always said it is amazing that you do not have a bigger acting career because of your ability.
And not even joking, he always does say that.
I do.
When you're not around.
That's the first thing I bring up. Like, this is how normally a conversation would go if I ran
into Daniel, how's it going, man?
How's it going?
Yeah.
Have you seen Todd on TV lately? It's going that fucking shitty.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah,
I get
yeah.
It.
Every goddamn show would be better if Todd Glass was on it. Have you ever seen him do an impression of me?
No, what would that sound like?
I do an impersonation of Daniel.
All right, do it.
You ready?
Hey, everybody, it's Daniel Kino. I got Twitter follower questions.
Daniel, I think you're being unfair because that sounds exactly like you.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it do it again.
Come on.
I think it does sound like you, too. You don't think it sounds like you at all?
No, I mean,
maybe I'm camping it up a little.
I don't know. Does it?
Do it one more time.
I'll do the thing you say. Be it fun. You say the funny at the party thing, because that's something you say all the time. I'll be able to do it
in
your voice.
Okay, say it. Hey, I'm Daniel Kino. I'll be funny at a party this weekend.
You don't think you sound like that?
Do I really?
That sounds exactly like you.
Hey, do you like magic?
Yes.
Would you all like to see some magic?
Yes.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
All right. And then you'll do some magic.
John Glass.
Look at this.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Three socks.
Whoa.
Crank the music up. You like it? Look at this.
Oh.
Voila.
No, it's a bird.
Oh, whoa. Oh.
Okay, now look out the window, everybody.
Oh,
look out the window. Okay, okay, look, an elephant.
What?
Let Rory do it. I want to hear Rory do it.
What are we doing?
I want to hear you because you can paint
just to be a magician.
Paint it out.
Okay, I have one. I got one. Ready, Todd? Todd, pick a card.
Okay, play the music in the background.
Pick a card.
I'm really doing it.
Now, don't show it to me. Show it to Rory.
Okay.
Chris and everybody.
Can I say what it is?
No. He's guessing.
Oh, okay.
All right. Don't tell me what it is yet.
Why am I showing you?
I'll tell people because I think most people figured out what happened. I'm literally showing everybody in the room a card. Hey, at least we get into the bits.
Okay, so everybody saw the card,
so everybody
right?
saw the card. And you're going to do this for real.
Okay, I'm going to do a real magic trick. Okay, so... So now, let me have the card back. All right. Let me shuffle these a little really quick. Rory, do you want to cut these really quick?
Yes.
There you go. All right.
Oh, so you're really... Okay, cool.
Okay, so now... All right, so I don't know what your card is, right?
Do you know where you're going with this bit?
Of course I do.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
I don't know what your card is, right?
Okay, you don't know what my card.
We didn't prearrange
it. I saw the card.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, okay, so I'm going to take this. So I think your card is going to be...
I'm gonna not lie ready? Either. I do have a card in mind.
Right, I know where it is. I'm gonna find it.
I swear to God, I have a card in mind.
I'm gonna find it. Okay, I think this is your card. Is this your card?
No,
it's not.
No, that's not my card.
That wasn't his card.
No.
Oh wow. Okay. All right. Shit. You know what, Todd?
What?
Look in your right jean pocket.
Why do you wear paper jeans?
Oh, really? Wait till you're doing a sound effect. I'm going to fucking burn you at the cross.
All right, Todd, is there a card? Yeah. Is there a card in your pocket?
Yes,
you feel
there
a card?
Is. There's also a bologna sandwich. Rory, did you put the bologna sandwich there?
Yes.
You motherfucker.
I did it before we left the house.
I love it. How did you think of it?
Hard thing I've seen before. I'm sorry, Daniel. But as soon as I felt that bologna
sandwich, I know.
How the fuck did you do that?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, my God. There's a roll around my penis with mustard on it.
It's a bacon wrap. It's a bacon wrap.
I'm sorry, Daniel. I'm sorry. As soon as I reached in there, I felt the card. Oh, by the way, you were. Yes, that's the card.
That's the
reach to the back of your mouth. See what's back there.
Oh, what is
a feather? A huge bird's feather. How did you not feel that?
How did you fucking do it? Give him the music. That's.
Oh, God. Okay, guys, you like that? All right, look at this. Look at that juggling. I'm juggling three balls of fire. Right. Keep your eyes on it.
Okay.
Todd, look behind you. Tell me that's not a unicorn. Tell me that's not a unicorn. Now look. Now it's ice cubes. It's not fire anymore. Okay, this is a real woman. I'm going to saw her in half. Hey, listen. Listen. Watch. Okay, now she's in half. Hold on, I'm using a buzzsaw. They usually take a little longer. All right, hold on. We're going to... What is this box made out of? God, what is this, oak? This is oak. All right, I can't get through the box. I can't get through the box. I can't get through the box. I'm going to keep trying. Let me try this on something else. Somebody give me that. Somebody give me, like, a shoe. Todd, give me a shoe.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Here you go. Thank you. Lost.
All right.
Rory, here. Use my shoe.
It's the same thing we have. Hey, folks.
I don't think that was a bailout. I don't think that was a bailout.
It helps me. Everybody calm down.
That's a frosty brew.
Here we go. We're going in for the... Well, we did two shows together. Who knows? We'll break them.
Hi, yes. Eric there?
Hello?
Can I have some more?
Is Eric there?
Is Eric there?
Hi, I'm trying to get in touch with anybody in the house named Eric.
Yeah, this is Jerry Seinfeld. How you doing?
Jerry Seinfeld. You haven't called us in a while.
Yeah, hello. This is Jerry Seinfeld.
Your phone is HD. It sounds like you're in the studio with us.
Hello?
This is Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, wait, you downgraded instantly.
You know what? We should start a sketch group where we do all the raw. I mean, I know some people have different theories on sketch, but ours is completely. Someone has to do that, right?
They're
some sketch
all wrong.
Group. Everything. You know, I know there's the obvious yes and no and. That's obvious. People have played with that. But, like, break, just comment if someone's sound effects. I don't know. Maybe I don't have anything.
No, that's my improv
maybe
mantra.
And.
All right, listen. You know what I was thinking the other day? You know, sometimes people have... we have your two things.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's try to have some order here. And when I say that, it's my fault when it gets chaotic. You know, sometimes you might have somebody that's, like, black and they have a pure, you know, a white baby. And both the husband and wife are black, you know. Or there's a white person and once in a while... if this is only true...
The odds are
okay. That's my point. That okay, it's either someone cheated, but there are. My nephew told me this, so I hope he's right. He goes, there is like whatever it is. The percentage is ridiculously low. Where a what would you call it? A dormant gene.
Mm-hmm.
So. There could be someone.
I'm blown away by the context, the content of this conversation, the fact that you're pulling up these terms.
It's not easy. So that the gene, a dormant gene, came to life, and you have a husband and wife. No one cheated on anybody, and it's just you're that. If let's say it's a, you know,
you're 1/18th African American in the past,
right?
And that could be in your DNA through generations.
And the number is so small. The majority, let's say 99.9% of the time when that happens, somebody cheated. But there's that one whatever percent that somebody really didn't. Without underthinking this, wouldn't that fucking blow? To be the woman that didn't cheat, and she happened to be that 1/8, and she's white, or she has whatever she is. She's black. She has a Chinese baby, or she's Chinese, and she's
trying to be like.
And people go, oh, so what you're claiming when that happens? And by the way, even in the stats, they're admitting, yes, that does happen. You're claiming, yeah, that's me. Oh, really?
Well, you know, there's a way to nip that in the bud right
away. A DNA test?
Yeah.
Nips, then fuck this whole premise. You're right. But then, hey, the fact that she has to do that.
But that will be a very uncomfortable 20 minutes.
Who says it's, oh, you think they would do it right at the hospital?
I would think, like, if you come in, right, and you see you have an African-American baby, and, like, obviously, you could be the most open-minded person in the world. It doesn't matter. You would still freak the fuck out.
Yeah, it's not that you, if there's someone there, and let's say they're black and they have a Chinese baby, scenarios can go a million ways.
But you still,
it has nothing to do with being hateful or prejudiced. It doesn't mean you, but it just has to say, okay, something happened here. But you're that 1/8 of her, whatever you call it, and until you get that DNA test, people are looking at you. You know what they're thinking. She didn't fuck. She's not the one. Come on.
One in a million, my ass.
My God, come on.
They've been playing lottery every goddamn weekend. I haven't won shit.
What if the husband goes, really, honey? And then, oh, I would be so mad if I was the wife and I came back, yes, it's our baby. I'd be like, you motherfucker, I'd throw that baby at the wall.
I agree.
What are you, my dumb friend? You don't correct me when I'm wrong? I agree.
I think you're right.
I think you're right.
Fucking I'd throw that baby.
You should do that. That was just something I needed to get off my
chest. And if you're
listening
at home right now, guys, we obviously don't mean go out and throw babies around. Come on, it's comedy.
Yeah. So. Do whatever you want.
I mean, the reality is don't throw babies
don't
around.
Don't do that. Definitely don't do that.
Yeah, people, our listeners know. You're the one always telling me. Our listeners, they're smart like us. But
I don't know. I think you've convinced me. We're a bunch of morons tuning in because they have nothing better to do. That's what you've been saying.
I actually
these
think
fucking
some of your...
idiots.
They
have nothing better to
do. Even, you know, I'm not going to let you even joke like that. I think that the majority of our listeners, you hopefully are pretty open-minded, you know, people.
Right.
But every so often, I think it's important. What am I going off?
You know that they're idiots. You know that though. The way that you advertise the show, you know they must be idiots the way you're doing it.
Oh, can we talk about this before you do it?
I think it's ridiculous.
What's the listener? I want to set this up if you don't mind. What's the listener's name who said this idea for this bit?
David Williams.
David Williams. So this is his idea, and I threw it Rory's way, but I really liked it. So it's like I was saying there was a commercial on television where they tried to act like the person was leaving a message, and there's no way when they tried to recreate this in a commercial, it looks so phony. So it's like someone calling, hey, Lisa, it's Stephanie. Hello?
Oh. Hello? Hello.
You know, whatever. It's like, boop.
Hey, Lisa, it's Stephanie. Did you know that there's a new Curves opening up every 20 minutes? And, you know, right now, with only 22 payments, you can break it up to monthly payments. And I was thinking Curves might be a great idea. Plus, it's so nice to be able to work out there. And I thought, wouldn't it be good to do it and have one-on-one help? Anyway, call me back.
Shut the fuck up. Don't try that. Yeah. Really?
Love those. It's like a commercial for an infomercial. Yeah, it's like infomercial style commercial.
You're supposed to. Right, exactly. It's all they can jam into 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to go, you know what? I guess we're eavesdropping on this phone conversation here. I guess this is a good product. So how is this? How's this going?
Should I just read it, what he wrote?
You can do your own.
I'm going to read
what he
wrote.
Why don't you be someone? Oh,
he submitted. I feel like we should read what he wrote.
Okay.
I think it's funny.
Can you make your voice sound like the phone?
I think I'd have to do it on that one.
You just hold your nose.
Okay. Hey, Maureen, it's Steve. I was calling to ask you how your day went last night, but first, I just want to tell you about this great show I was listening to on my iPod today. I think you'd really like it. It's called the Todd Glass Show. And it's a lot of fun. It's actually the flagship show of the Nerdist Network, and it's hosted by Todd Glass. You know him from the Mark Maron show. Maureen, it's got everything you'd ever want in a podcast. I'm talking bits, music, facts about the Golden Girls, the dirtiest song ever written, Red Fox saying he's not going to play for 10 motherfucking people, sing-alongs, jingles.
Hold on, stop it.
Hello.
Roy, play that music from before. Bum, 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 bum. Like, what if the person, you're supposed to insinuate that they happen to have that music on the background in their stereo, so when they call up and leave this message, here's what the person hears. Hey, just calling like a message. Hey, how you doing? And blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Hey, Maureen. Steve. Just was calling to see how your date went last night. Call me back if you get a chance. I just want to talk to you about this cool thing I just discovered on my iPod. It's the Todd Glass Show. I think you'd really love it. It's a flagship show of the Nerdist Network, and I'll tell you what, it's pretty fun. It's got Todd Glass from the Mark Maron Show, Maureen Let's Talk podcast details, bits, music, facts about the Golden Girls, dirtiest song ever written, Red Fox saying he's not going to play for 10 motherfucking people, sing-alongs, jangles, a woman who keeps saying hello, a singing cat, Brian Regan, the point is, Maureen,
Hold on, can you turn that music down? Sorry, I'm in a car with a game show host. He loves playing his stuff. But the point is, we're going to go get some lunch. So give me a call back if you can. I'll tell you what, there's a new restaurant in your neighborhood that does buffet style. I know how you're always saying you love buffet style and family.
It's a double commercial.
Sharesies.
Oh, keep doing it.
They do family sharesies, and the wait staff is really
genuine. Okay, what's a shitty place? What's a place we would want to make, like, they're calling? What would it be for?
Chili's.
Chili's for
okay.
Tuesdays.
Yeah, this is sold as, it's a son calling the mother, and it's also a Chili's ad, but they're trying to disguise it. It's a son calling his parents, it's his first year at school, and he's leaving a message on his parents' recorder. No music in the background. Okay, go ahead.
Boop. Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. How you guys doing? It's Mike. I just wanted to give you guys a call to let you know that college is going okay. I know you're worried about, you know, me going out and hanging out too much, but I've really found this great restaurant in town that has been a lot of fun. Me and the guys like to go hang out there. It's called Ruby Tuesdays. It's really cool. They got a lot of crazy stuff on the wall. Plus, you know how I love good service, and they happen to have a lot of friendly faces, nice smiles. The chef always comes out and says hello. His name's Mike. Oh, man, their menu, it just seems to keep changing every week and just expanding. So many options. And the food, oh, God, the food. It's fresh, it's immediate, and you know what? And I know you and Dad would like this. It's affordable. Yeah. Anyways, they're all over the place. I just want to see if you guys have found them. Maybe college life is way better than what you guys are doing. You want to mix it up? Go to Ruby Tuesdays. I love you guys. I think they're going to kill me if you don't...
All of that. All that. By the way, that's not that exaggerated. That's what they tried to do in that fucking ad. We're laughing at the ridiculousness of it, but that's what they really did. By the way, speaking of Ruby Tuesdays, now I say this affectionately, Darren Carter, the party starter. Mm-hmm. This is a story I heard. I don't know if it's true or not, but you know Darren Carter, the party starter. That's his, what would you say? That's his, like a slide.
A calling card.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
title.
Like a title, you know, like a silly title. And but you know, I found this out, and I don't know if it's true or not. By the way, to George Carlin, someone told me this. Now, I get that it's silly the way I'm saying it, but it is to George Carlin. That Darren Carter, the party starter, after a show in Washington, D.C., wanted to go to Ruby Tuesdays. That's a true story. Now, you might think, why am I telling it? Well, I guess maybe he's not that big of a party starter. If he's going to Ruby Tuesdays. That's what someone told me. By the way, you know, you get that I'm not lying. It is to George. By the way, I'm glad that your George Carlin thing, it works for us because it lets us say swear to God comedically, which is never-ending fun for me. And but we have a truth with our audience that somebody tweeted last week that they thought I – someone did it a long time ago, and they were right. I did flip. Last week, someone tweeted that I misused it, and they didn't mean it in a mean way. I just think they were, like, calling me on it. But I think they meant it in, like, hey, you can't, you know. But they were wrong. They went, oh, I said the Jonas Brothers. We were singing some song. Mm-hmm. It was, what was the song?
I remember that. I think you did say to George Carlin.
Yeah, and it was. It was the Jonas Brothers singing an old song from the 50s at the presidential ball.
Oh,
so,
that really was the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, it was actually. It wasn't the Jonas Brothers. It was.
You mother.
No, it was one of the Jonas Brothers.
Hamburger!
Hey!
His catchphrase is always way too long.
Burger!
All right, the Todd Glass Show. You got catchphrases. We don't have time for everything, but we got time for a lot of stuff.
Darren Carter, the party.
We have time for most of it.
Hi, this is Larry Spagulski. Darren Carter, the party starter. A party starter? We spoke to one resident comedian in the Washington, D.C. area, and they said this.
You know, it was funny. He wanted to go to Ruby Tuesdays, and we all said, fine, what are you going to order? A hamburger!
We talked to a lot of people in the area and some people that were at the Improv that night. And one of the audience members at the Improv overheard Darren Carter saying this while waiting for a cab.
Well, you know, we asked him, like, what was a good place to go out? And he told us he didn't know because he was going to go to bed early, watch the Tonight Show, and just pass out.
So apparently the party's... Jeannie Most would do a great job with this. Apparently the party starter... likes potato skins. You know, she could really flip it, that Jeannie Mose. Speaking of Jeannie Mose,
apparently the only party he's interested in is a pillow party.
She always has those twists. So anyway, Darren, if this gets back to you, you know I mean this affectionately, although it is true. You can't, I know you're going to go, Todd, that's just sort of like, you know, like Rodney Dangerfield had a persona on stage. He might say that to me. By the way, I know he won't care say any of this to me. That's why it's funny. But if he did, he goes, you know, I don't, Todd, I'm not really a party guy. Like, he could call me up on my phone. Matter, oh, my God, you're not even joking around. Is this true? Is he actually on the phone? Darren Carter, do you swear to God? I'm a little nervous now.
Answer it.
I think he'll be fine.
Hello?
Darren?
Hold on. He's calling in?
No,
we have to call him back. Remember, I just like phone sound effects around any bits
that involve phone. It's enough. Just makes it work, even if it doesn't make sense. Hello, Darren?
Hello. Hello,
hey.
Darren?
No. Are we both think we're playing the same person?
I'm not Darren. You're Darren.
You be Darren.
No, you fucking throw it on me.
All right, hold on. Okay,
all
I will.
Right,
you're right,
folks.
You're right.
We don't have time for everything, but we do.
Hold on. Let's die. He's, okay, Darren, go ahead. Ask if he's there.
Darren, are you there?
Hey, it's Darren Carter, the party starter. What's up? Yeah, I'm listening to the show. Yeah, I went to Ruby Tuesdays. That is true, but...
But I got fucked up.
I got fucked up.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a party starter.
You know, I think, Darren, I want to cut you off here, but I think you might actually have a point here, because I got a voicemail from a friend recently, just a couple seconds ago, actually, about that. And I could I play it real fast?
Oh, that's...
That actually is true. That does make sense. Does this bit
could
come full circle?
Can I play it real fast?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just going to hit play here.
Hey, Rory, it's me, Mike. I was just calling to say, I know we had talked about the Todd Glass and the whole discussion about Ruby Tuesdays, and I'll tell you what, Ruby Tuesdays is actually a pretty cool place. I go down there every now and then. They've got a pretty good happy hour, 4 to 7. You're going to get 2-for-1s. The chorizos on the appetizers are pretty impressive. The hot wings are great. The service is fantastic. The bartender's name's Mike. You tell him other Mike sent you down to get some drinks from the wait staff. Also named Mike. The owner's Mike. They got wacky stuff on the walls. Honestly, I think it's okay that Darren the Carter the party starter goes down to Ruby Tuesdays. It's such a fun place. It's a friendly environment. You can bring the kids.
Wait,
down
he saw
there.
Darren Carter the party starter there on this message. He's
What's
telling
that?
Him
that. I feel like I'm getting interrupted in the future. Anyways, I gotta run. Bye.
Actually, we gotta cut the Darren Carter, the party starter, off. We're in a hard out with these out stories that we go to, the outstores news stories. Jeannie Mose, go ahead. Jeannie Mose.
Pets are mighty cute in a box, or even with their head in a box.
He's a dog with a box on his head. He's a dog with a box on his dog with a box on his head.
But who would put a pup in a box, take him to the post office, and try to mail him from Minneapolis to Georgia?
It was mail priority mail.
Stacy Champion's priority was to mail a puppy to her son for his birthday.
So I wanted to surprise him really, really good about Poodle.
Instead, she surprised post office workers last month when her package started to move and they heard panting. At one point, post office workers called the postal inspector for guidance and
you
held
know why
the phone
I fade this
up
out?
In a box.
Because
so
I feel it makes me, it's one of those
inside.
Other things. It's comedic till you realize, you know, oh, it's just sad.
I don't know. I think it's kind of sweet. Like, oh. When I was in college, I would have loved to get a dead dog in the mail.
You know, here's what's...
No, not even joking. Not even joking. When you hear the lady go, yeah, I wanted to surprise him good. Like, what if she is like, yeah, fucking dead dog. I mean, that's going to rock his world.
Here's my problem with this. Obviously, yeah, I get that there's lunatics in the world. But you want to believe that they can't walk to the post office and visualize a human being at somewhere else and want to send them something and pay for it and count the money. You think at the time, at the mental capacity someone would be to ship a dog that they would be in a special place. Mm-hmm. But no, this woman exists. She's argued with people. Imagine everyone in her past that she argued with found out that she'd ship a dog. They'd go, I knew I was fucking right.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
This woman shipped a dog.
Priority, not even overnight.
3 to 5 days. I mean, did she, I'm trying to imagine the night before the other puppy, like maybe there was a litter of puppies and the one puppy being like just smoking a cigarette, the one puppy like,
I think she's going to try to mail me tomorrow. This might be it for me. Come on, get in your box. Time to mail you. What was her penalty? Was there any kind of anything?
You know what? They made her have to sit through stand-up comedy show 10 times.
Really?
Yeah, that's the truth.
Well, I don't even think that's a punishment because I think boop's gotten really good.
Hold on, you're not shitting me. That I know we're comedians and we're kidding around here, but if literally you had to sit through boop stand-up comedy show 10 times, you wouldn't put a bullet through your head. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, boop. Right. Yeah.
You wouldn't be like, oh my, you don't think after 10 times you would fucking, not kill yourself, that's it. You don't think you'd be like, oh my fucking God, I'm going to fucking punch myself till I die.
I love boop.
Really?
Yes. You don't.
Say boop. No.
Right, that boop, boop, boop.
Hey, I'll tell you, it's all right, you know? I'll tell you, the other day, my wife said she wanted to eat out. I said, why don't we go Thursday, because I have Friday off and we'll feel better. I'll tell you, my son, he's no good. The other day, he wanted to get his license. I said, wait till you're 16. By that time, you'll have driver's ed, training in school, and we'll save money on insurance.
Oh, my God. I just realized that you were doing regular things.
Yes.
So for the last 5 seconds, I'm going, how did I don't get why that joke's funny.
I'll tell you, my friend Daniel Keener, we're in the middle of a bit, and he doesn't follow it. Hey. That's all right. I've been there, haven't I been there? Whenever someone gets lost... Never, you comfort them. You comfort them. You got a little lost, right?
Yeah, I just didn't know what the bit was.
I'm being nice. Hey, seriously, don't do that anymore, and it's disrespectful. This is the same. Let me tell you something, Chris. If this is the fucking bit you did before when you used to play the bad set, it's don't fucking do it again. Okay. Thank God we have a safe word on this show. Just the drum.
All right,
it doesn't matter. Let's see if we can talk. I just tried to whisper. Just keep doing the drum. I'm not kidding around. And Rory, you know when I'm being serious. I swear to God, don't do that again.
I don't think I've ever seen it go this far before.
Let me ask you a question. And hold on, everyone. Don't laugh because it encourages him. Look at me. Look at me. Do you understand? I don't fucking want you to do that.
Oh, my God. Even does it when he's talking. Are you even the one doing it?
I gotta admire the balls.
Are you going to sit there? Can you guys ever make me feel like I'm not crazy and talk to him in a gentle way, a way? I don't want to berate him. I want him to understand that I want him to fucking stop that. It really, truly doesn't make me feel like you're listening to me. I want you to stop
look,
it.
Let me say something to him. Chris. Chris, stop it.
Seriously.
I just want to. It's disrespect. Todd is trying to do a show. This is the
Chris,
flagship
is, it, is there something
show.
You want to tell us?
Is there? Are you having, you think you're having more luck with him than I am?
I don't know if I'm getting through to him. Chris, am I getting through? Okay.
Dude, is there something going
we
on?
We may as well just
bothering?
Do the bit, because we're not going to fight him. So I may as well just, hey, I'll tell you, it's all right, you know? Hey. All right, I guess
it's not
it
even. Now it's not even a good bit.
No, just talk and make it work.
No, I don't like the Rodney. I don't think you do a good Rodney.
Oh, no, it has nothing to do with this. I don't know how to say it. All right, so that was... Did you hear this song yet? Oh, by the way, do you like to I figured out a great sing-along for high people. Listen, he got you. Just the cat.
Oh,
made it out. We're going in for the close, everybody. Yeah. Okay. Sir. Yeah, yeah, you were holding. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. That hold music. What is that hold music?
It's just our hold music. What can
I
do for you?
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Hold on 1 second. Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hold on. I'll be right with you.
Okay, get this no worries. No, not even a...
Parts.
Oh, hi. Yes. No, I just I wanted to call and leave a voicemail. I didn't know someone would actually answer.
Right, I'm done.
Can I just call back and leave a voicemail?
No, who calls AutoZone?
What was the voicemail you're going to leave for AutoZone?
Let me just call AutoZone.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, you've reached AutoZone. We're not here right now.
What to say? What do they say?
Close?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, we're closed. I'm sorry.
You're right. I made silliness over nothing.
Hi, you reached AutoZone. Right now, we're closed.
We're hanging out with Pep Boys.
Is that what they do? AutoZone hangs out with Pep Boys.
Napa.
All right, and listen.
Pep Boys and good guys are coming over.
Hey, I'll tell you, it's all right. You know, I'll tell you. We have, here's what's going as we go for the close here. Hold on, don't lose me now. You want to hear something, and this is real. I know we could do something with this, but this is a real song. I thought for sure it was a comedy piece, that like there's a woman singing and then the guy leaves messages. Now, I know this is weird that we're presenting it half done, but listen to this and tell me we can't. We'll go in and take out the phone messages that are really there,
yeah,
and we'll put in our own, me and you, and then we'll put it on next week's episode. But I think this is funny enough to listen to like it is. This is a real song. All I want to do is go in there where there's these answering machine messages. That's how old it is. It's an answering machine. And me and you will like replace it with our own. But the song will stay the same.
We're going to listen to the song first?
But yeah, and in a weird way, forget about everything I just said. I know that sounds weird. It'll all start making sense in a second. But when me and Chris were listening to this song today, you know, going through YouTube and Eric, it's like I thought, oh, it's not a joke. Like this was meant as a... I guess a serious release. And wasn't it like top 10 on the chart for a long time? Yeah. When did this come out? I was still in my mom's pussy then.
All right,
go ahead, play it. What's the song called? As I Hang Up the Phone.
Hello.
Hello, Loretta.
Darling, I knew it was you.
Loretta. There's something I've just got to tell you.
Oh, please tell me what to do.
And I don't really know how to say this, but I want to tell you that
you gave me the will to go on as soon as I picked up.
That's okay. Cool, my
first of all,
daughter.
Can't you even picture now, like, we could put in, like, our own things, how funny that would be?
Yeah.
But I also thought this would be a funny thing to play this song, and the guy's trying to leave a message, but that it's over, and then she keeps telling him how much she means, so he's like, eventually he chickens out. Like, play it now, like.
I just called to tell you that.
No, you don't understand, Loretta. I'm trying to tell you that
the talk.
Wait, maybe that is what happened. No, honey, I just want to let you know that I'm married, and okay, you're not listening.
And you should go get checked. I'm
just
saying.
I'm trying to tell you. I want to tell you that.
I knew you'd tell me they were wrong as soon as I picked up the phone.
But it is true. They're not wrong.
Oh, no.
Loretta, who are you there with? You got the whole band. You got the whole band at home right now. Loretta, baby. I just need to tell you something. Right? Is that Mike? Who? What's he doing? Slide guitar? What's Mike on? The slide guitar? Tell him I said hey. Tell him I said baby. Baby. Can I say something real fast? Baby. Come on now. Who's that, Travis? What's he doing, drums? T-Train, you on the drums tonight? What are y'all doing, a rehearsal? What do y'all got a rehearsal going on?
I've come to
What are y'all doing, daiquiris and rehearsal? Are y'all doing daiquiris and rehearsal?
He's a very spiritual person. Like, he's not really mad at everybody. I hated that.
All right, everybody. All right, listen.
You hung up on that old song.
Can I ask you some? I got to ask you this real quick. Daniel, do you have any other things you have to go over? You want to plug? No, no, we're not doing that yet. Are we? Oh, yes, we are. Rory.
I do want to plug something.
What do you want to
plug?
I want
to plug some stuff.
Oh, we have some carolers that are come by. Yeah.
Fucking.
Oh, look at them walking in. You want to take a break and let them do their song?
Yeah.
And
then we'll I like go, you do that right
we'll
as Daniel's about
decent.
To plug some stuff.
I have nothing to plug.
No, no, we'll plug, it at the end. That's why I didn't let him do it. He could do whatever he wants.
Daniel, plug it during the carolers.
Don't do that.
Plug,
Loretta,
plug everything.
Loretta, I'm going to be at the improv.
So that was...
That's all he called.
Let him know.
He just called to give the weekly schedule.
Loretta, I'm hosting.
About to his spots. I'm up fourth.
What was the premise of that song? I really got confused almost where I thought maybe. Is he calling and leaving a message? I thought he was calling to try to say it's over. And
no,
then
she answered and went right into a song.
And that's and by the way, halfway through that, I went, no, that's got to be comedy. But no, me and. Oh, I thought of another. Okay, here's my comedic twist. Find a song where all the woman's saying is how much she loves the person, and then we put in the messages like, well, I just wanted to tell you, you changed my life. And but it's obvious that he keeps going to say it's over, but then when she interrupts him with how much, get it?
What a depressing notion, by the way, that song's about nothing, basically. Hey, I want to break up with you. Yeah, I knew you were going to break up
with
me.
Agreement.
Okay, all right. So nothing really happened.
But think about looking at it this way. What if she knew that he was going to call eventually to break up, but maybe he didn't do it right away. It took him like four nights. She had the whole band over every night, and she was like, hold on, I swear to God he's going to call tonight.
Oh.
And as soon as that phone rang, she was just like, okay, I'm going to answer it. I'm about
Hello,
to answer
darling.
It.
I love
one,
you.
Two, three, four. And then,
boom, boom.
You know,
it's just my sister. Guys, recall it off.
Loretta,
it was my sister.
Loretta, you know you got to pay us for all the days, right?
Yes, I'm going to pay. But when he calls, I want to be ready. That was my mom.
I wish we had the music. Like, you go, okay, guys, two, three, four. How's it start off? Two, three, four. Okay, you do it. See if this works.
Oh,
okay,
God, he's calling. He's calling. All right, no. Everyone, are you ready? As soon as I answer, I want you to go into it. And one, two, three. Oh. Hello.
Hello, Loretta.
Guys, go. But darling, I wanted you to know that I don't care that you're going to leave because I want to leave.
Loretta, it's your brother.
Yeah. Oh, guys, stop. Hey, what are you doing?
What was that?
You know, we're doing rehearsal.
You and Jake breaking up?
Yeah, I heard you're breaking up with Jake.
What?
That's what I
Did
heard.
He say he was going to call and
do it
mention
again.
That
do
tonight?
Do it again. They're back in. She thinks the phone rings again.
I got to go, bye.
Okay, all right. All right. Sorry, guys. That
the phone rings. The phone rings. She's got the band
Oh,
ready.
Shit. The phone's ringing. Guys.
Can I go to the bathroom, Loretta?
No. Sit back down. The phone's ringing.
Hello?
Is this... Go, one, two, three. Darling, I know you don't want to date me. And I don't want to... Oh, fucking
Hello?
Christ. Guys.
Yeah, we
abort.
Were coming by for our monthly...
No, I don't want to buy!
You bought already. We were coming to...
Oh, well then, when are you coming?
Tuesday.
Sorry.
Tuesday. We were just doing an outside maintenance.
All right. Can you play any instruments? Do you know how to play any instruments? Banjo?
I'm not in this bed anymore.
I like that you're holding your nose and you have the effect on that phone.
Wait, be Loretta again.
Okay.
She tells everyone, be quiet. No, Loretta.
I'm answering. Guys, hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, God. Guys, what's it? Darling, I know that you hate my guts.
Hello, Loretta. It's your Uncle Benny. What are you doing over
Uncle
there?
Benny.
I'm coming into town.
I thought you were on keyboards. Who's that back there?
Turn that music off, Loretta. What's going on over there?
I'm having a music party.
I'm coming into town. Can I stay with you? A year and a half. The worst relative in the world.
All right.
Daniel, you had something to plug.
No.
We are going to go around the room.
He cut you off.
We're going to say goodbye. We'll let the carolers end the show today. So is there anything anybody wants to plug?
Daniel.
Daniel?
I got nothing.
No, you were funny at that party. Hey, you know who was making
plug
me laugh?
That. Plug that. I'm great at parties.
I was funny at a party last weekend. So you were
funny. And Pete Holmes.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah,
talk
yeah,
to
yeah. Yeah. We, yeah. He was.
He was what I call high candy for me.
Yeah.
He just was. Rory is that for me consistently. Rory is. I know
that's
you.
Rory is sober candy.
Yeah, yeah. Rory can really, but I don't know Pete that well. I know, we know each other, but like that, I felt like my head was going to explode. He had me laughing. Like, we got to the point where I had the one time I laid down on the ground because I knew I had to get as low as I could be so I wouldn't hurt myself. It was fun.
That's great.
Hey, that's the type of fun I have. Okay, so thank you very much. Anything, who's at your show on Odd Thursdays next Thursday? Last night?
Last night was Ron Funches. Pete's doing it on August 16, though.
Who?
Pete.
He
Holmes.
Is? Mm-hmm. Pete Holmes. How did he do last night?
Ron did great, as always.
I heard he had a hard time. It's funny because it happened last night.
On Thursdays.tumblr.com.
Okay. Casey, right? Now, Casey tweeted earlier today he's going to be in Los Angeles. Something about grilled cheese, or you're doing any shows, and I direct message him back because I'm very high tech. I said, if you want to sit in on, we're not doing any shows, but if I didn't say that, but I said, if you want to sit on this show. So he tweeted back and he said, I'm on a tour bus with my parents, but I'll get off right now and cab it over. So he got off the tour bus and then he cabbed it over. So we had Casey as a guest. So that was, how long are you visiting for?
Till Thursday.
And you're here with your mom and dad? Your parents?
Well, I work for my dad.
What does your dad do at a convention? You know, by the way, I'm asking, I smell free stuff coming.
Probably, yeah.
What is it?
Balls.
Really?
We work at, like,
lab sales. I'm not even, what is he, what type of ball, say what it is again?
Like stress balls.
Stress balls, because play the message of Rory calling my house last week, and we were supposed to meet for lunch, and you left the message, and I think he talks about needing stress balls. Okay, go play that.
Hey, Todd. Hey, it's Rory. Just calling to see if we're going to still meet up next week. I know we couldn't do it this week. It's just been such a crazy time at the office. I can't get the paperwork done. You know what? I actually am able to calm down. A lot of people go and get a coffee. They have a cigarette. I sit at my desk. I have a squishy stress ball. I squeeze that once or twice. They come in cool colors, and they're soft, and they're gentle, and you can throw them around the office, you know. Throw it against the wall, it comes right back to you. You know, it really creates a positive environment. And then you're going to go to home, you're going to share that with your family. People are going to be smiling, laughing a little bit more. I find it to be quite a lot of fun. It's a stress reliever. All my furniture in the house is made of the same material. I'll put on clothes that are made out of stress ball stuff. And even the basketball in the backyard, we have a hard time playing hoops because it's really just a giant stress ball. And you know what? The irony is how stressful that is trying to get that ball in the hoop. But either way, you know, I knew you couldn't make it to lunch because you had other things, but if you want to talk more about stress balls, call me back.
You know, my favorite part of that whole thing is that you got to wrap it up so that this is the way they think this commercial's working. Anyway, give me a call back. You know, that was just a little side note. I got carried away with the every information, you know, I got carried
every
away
detail.
Every detail of it. But what is the name of the company? Say it again. We'll put that on our Facebook page. Yeah, they'll send us a nice care package. Why not? We're only going to talk about it. And then anything anybody else wants to plug? Thank you, Chris Burden. Sensitive. We miss Mikey LaRue. Did we make a jingle for Mikey LaRue? Yeah, I thought he's going to be here, but now we don't see him anymore.
Mikey LaRue.
And Eric, who is like, you know, his own name, Eric is working on the show over the summer.
Eric.
So he was helpful today, and, you know, we're all good.
Hello? Eric.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
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 All right, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to deal with this. Toilet water we didn't do tonight. Oh, well, we'll do it another time. Splashing in the toilet water. Do you want to... Do you have to go to the bathroom? I wanted to...
What if I, but this is the sketch we were talking about earlier. No, I don't actually have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, well, guess what? I'm not even joking around. Don't, this is so mean.
What?
Does this mean? I swear to God, I'm being honest. Jordan just went to the bathroom. Turn the mic on in there. Oh my God. This is embarrassing for her.
Take attention!
She need help?
Oh, Rory.
Is there an elephant in there?
All right, shut her mic off. This is disgusting. Ew. Makes me hungry. All right, shut it off. Everybody that listened today, thank you. You're great. You're good people. Maybe we'll...
I bet I hate half of you.
No. You know what? I know you're kidding, but that's the advantage of when you... Like, get into it another time. When I opened up for Dave Cross, a lot of his audience, most of the audience members were very smart. I don't mean, you know what I mean? Book smart, we're not talking about that. It's just easy to talk to, intelligent people. Same thing, you know what? When I've hung out with Doug Benson, the people that come to see his podcast, they're people, they get it, they hang out with them. It's fun. That's the advantage of doing something where you attract people that are like that. You don't hate. You know how some of these radio guys hate their audience?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that blow to do live events? I mean, there's always going to be some people that come up, no matter what, that are going to... But if the masses are cool, it's fun to hang out with people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Your people.
I hate my Twitter followers. Just the 100,000 that are not there. I love the 1,300 that are with me.
Rory, how would someone like Rory... This is a compliment. I can't picture someone loving you and being dumb. Like, they just couldn't...
You're right. I know one little lady. Babe, you know I'm kidding.
What? All right. So the calories are...
Give up.
Hi, I'm Todd Glass. I can barely speak. What do you want to do after the show tonight? You want to go eat? Are you hungry?
Nope.
You are?
No.
I'm going to go get Cuban food.
Let me go.
We're not going to make it, though.
No. You know what? You're going to go where I make it. We're not going to go there, then.
You're going to go where Todd makes it.
I want to eat. All right, we got to wrap it up. The carolers are here. Thank you, everybody. This was a fun part two. If we dropped this as a part two, so these carolers are actually they're all here. Oh, there's more than I thought. So you guys came by. Why don't you gather in? You're going to have to huddle in a little. What is your name? No, what is your name?
Jeff.
Bethany. You are adorable. How old are you? Oh, that's cool. And what is your name?
Charlie,
look at you. Is that a Boy Scout uniform?
It sure is.
That's awesome. How come the Girl Scouts, you might not even know the answer to this, they had Girl Scout cookies, but the Boy Scouts never like decided to have a cookie or something? Do you know what? You guys ate them. Oh, they have the Boy Scout popcorn? What?
Doug.
Yeah, thank you. Is that a bad impersonation of a little kid? You know what I mean? Like, my name's Dougie. And what is your name?
Tim.
Tim?
Yeah, I'm 41. I'm the king of the carolers. All right, kids. Yeah, right. Get him.
They seem like, oh, you guys have fun. Well, that's great. So, how do you meet all? How'd you all meet?
Shut up while he's talking.
Oh my God.
We have fun.
No, but you shouldn't yell at them. It's not.
Oh, they get it.
No, they don't get it.
My parents want me to be home for dinner.
All right, shh, everybody. Let's be respectful while we have these nice people that have come by. I'm stealing this material from an old puppet act I used to see. Let's be respectful of the people, you know, and they have the puppet that's mean. So anyway, well, we really appreciate it. What song are you guys going to do? You're the Beatles? Well, that's good. I actually like the Beatles.
Yeah.
So that's how...
Yeah.
Now, do you sing too?
I do a little bit with them. I let them sing.
All right, well, let them sing for a while. I think that might be a good idea.
Okay, I know how to rehearse.
You notice how I'm in the bit, I'm trying to make it work, that you let them sing for 45 seconds before you come in, they're head of their group that obviously sucks. I know that you're going to be ruining the song, and I'm going to love it when it happens. I really am. Like, you shouldn't be traveling with them. You're holding them back, and you're their leader. Once they're without you, they're great. But once you come in, that's when people go, fuck. Yeah. All right, guys. So you bring, oh, my God, you bring like a, what is that, a boom box?
Oh, yeah, I have a thing too.
All right, there you go. Oh, you brought a tambourine. All right, let's go.
All right, this is Bethany. Do you want to count it out from 10?
Sure. 10, 9.
Faster, Bethany!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God, I don't like when he yells it.
She got a little ahead of that countdown.
Don't shush Daniel, sir.
These kids are insane.
Hold on. Shut it off. Can you go sit down? I need you to sit there. Pause it. No. Let Chris. Can you pause it? Sir, don't yell at your carolers. I got to be one. You know what? Listen.
No, I'm not yelling.
No,
I'm
hold
not
on. Yelling. Hold on. We talk about 90%ers, or if you're 100%er, speak up. I can't tell people to do that and let you sit here and be disrespectful to them.
The thing is, you're interpreting it that I'm yelling at them. It's how I speak because I've been singing my whole life. Isn't that right, Bethany?
It's right.
And they seem to be a little bit nervous
around you. A little bit nervous
around you.
Ask them if they're nervous.
Are you guys nervous?
No.
That's right. You're not, are you?
Well, we're never nervous.
Thank you, Bethany. Right. Jeff?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So.
Not you, Herb. No. Herb.
That seems convincing.
This is ending horribly.
Let's say,
you guys, you look great, and I'm glad that you're happy. Obviously, you have a maybe. Let's leave it this way. You certainly have a dysfunctional but loving relationship, and I probably am not around all the time.
Yeah.
So here we go. So you guys play your boom. Okay, you're gonna hit the boombox on. There you go. Okay, thank you very much. This is the Todd Glass Show. Thanks. Bye. What's the name of your group?
What's the name of the group, Bethany?
Right. That sounds great. Here we go. Okay, start your music over because you guys didn't go. Start it over. That's okay. You know what? You're in good company here. We this is very nice
to
you.
And try to keep it to the beat. Ready? I'll kind of be okay, the metronome. Hey, Jude.
Listening to the Todd Glass Show. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. This is the Todd Glass Show. This is the way you fucking do it. These other podcasts, you're fucking done. Done! This is when you put time. You want to get on your podcast and talk about nothing? We play songs. Bye-bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.